Talk Show.
Recorded live.
Nick, we got a wigger problem. Wigger's always on my mind. The way wiggers run to and fro, stupid wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem, and they don't know how to stop. The way wiggers run to and fro, and they're always eating slop. I wake up and ride away. Some super wiggers on my mind. Listening to Jews and Mamsers. Super wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Wiggers always on my mind. The way wiggers run to and fro. Stupid wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem, and they don't know how to stop. The way wiggers run to and fro, and they're always eating slop.
Enough music. This, you know, Wiggers Problem is the same music to this program. You know, the movement turd. And this is episode number 9, and I call it Zogling, Zogbot, Wigger, and Mamzer Incursions and Dual Seedline Christian Identity Civil War. And the problem has always been that Zog has always tried to go ahead and get into these various movements, be they Christian Identity, be they the Nazis, be they, you know, the creators, be they whoever. They always go ahead and try to bring in all these Mamzers and criminals and Wiggers and Zogbots. In most cases, they do succeed. And these critters come ahead and they get in and they tear the place apart. Now, the last month or so, we've had into a dual seed line. A Wigger and Mamzer problem. And in the case of Jeremy Visser, what he's done is that what's been revealed is that he's a liar and a thief who has been trying to steal more Skelet's church in the $400,000 plus dead Nazi estate, which has been put into probate. Now, last Sunday, I let him rat and rave for over an hour, and he was telling, well, a bunch of lies, but I found them interesting lies because, like all liars, he has to go ahead and tell the truth. Now, Pastor Britton was on. He'd pretty well respond to these private messages. But most of the people who heard it thought that Visser was on crack. And he's denied being a synthetic drug user, but he is very much a crackhead. That leaves it open for him being a crackhead. I don't know what he is. I sort of think he's a recovered meth head or a crackhead, but there are a lot of people who thought that Visser was tweaking last week. And since then, we've had a bunch of shooting at each other. And, guest number 4. Well, he has his own little thing to say. What happens is probably Visser's already going on here, and Visser's, you know, boss will come on, and it doesn't really matter. If I have some time for amusement, I may go ahead and let him, you know, come on to the show. The thing about it is that I'm always interested in hearing why. And since I don't yet, you know, I'm not yet able to go ahead and put a coil around his nutsack, why, it's cheaper to go ahead and just listen to him scream and yell and holler. And I think that's a good thing. I really do. I think it's a good thing when, you know, criminals, you know, go ahead and tell you exactly what the hell they're saying. You know, what they're doing. But the problem, and I'm going to go ahead and ignore for now what's going on in the guest room, and I'll go ahead and save it later and try to figure out who's saying it. But, for example, about a couple months ago, here comes on this Matthew Ott. He claims to be from Halifax, Pennsylvania, and a number of the people who'd been, in the movement or knew in the movement, they thought he was a Zogbot. And what he was doing, he was posting his information as if it didn't really matter. Now, if you're dealing with someone like, Red Mike Vanderbilt, who's an FDLC, militia general, and has been, he goes ahead and he shows his weapon collection as if he's not scared that the BATF is going to go ahead and arrest him. He has excellent reason to not be scared because essentially he's a Zogbot. In this case, he looks like a Jew, but in any case, in fact, the first time I heard of him was in May of 1996 at the Gadsden Militia Rally, and 40% of the attendees were Christian Dante. And that little greasy Kazar, he wanted to get on the property and yell and scream and wave his little 45 in front of people. And what that would have done is got him shot dead. And pretty well, the owners of the property, Jeff Randall and Mike Kemp, decided quite smartly that it would be best not the little, as they said, don't let the little greasy Kazar mamzer on the property to cause trouble and end up getting shot, and then have to go ahead and deal with the police consequences of them being shot. Now, Jeff Randall turned out to be a pig, but it was the smartest thing to do, not let this Jew mamzer cause trouble. Later on, in May 1998, a bunch of Alabama Bureau of Investigation pig lice came on there, and Pam Beasley, who was screwing this John Parsons, who was also a federal snitch, want to take pictures of these pigmobiles from the Alabama Bureau of Investigation, and Red Mike pulled his gun on her like he does. He's a coward and a liar and a Jew, and made her go ahead and give over the pictures of the pigmobiles and the pig lice there. And John Hassey is just throwing a fit because who invited the pigs? And, here's Red Mike essentially not only inviting them but going in and protecting them from being photographed on his private property. And Red Mike didn't get invited anymore at any more militia meetings, but pretty well, they were scared and they pretty well dropped off. So you always have Zogbots coming in. You always have Zogbots snooping around. You always have Zogbots causing trouble. And, that's what they do. And the same thing happened with Visser. What pretty well gave him away was that Brian Wright, a little mamzer, was always nosing around. Brian Wright just couldn't go ahead and leave. And he'd show back up, and me and John Britton were sort of wondering, why is this little mamzer who's threatening people, including myself and John Britton and his family, why is this going to allow it to happen? And the fact of the matter is just like Brian Wright, when he came up back the fifth time, said, well, me and Visser have been dancing around for 6 years. Well, anyway, last week, Visser's threatening to go ahead and post all these letters from Morse Gallet. And he posts them. And there's nothing that we don't know. Nothing that hasn't been around. And Visser's claiming that Gallet made him senior pastor. No, Gallet never made him senior pastor of anything. That's why Visser and Brian Wright were plotting to go ahead and kick John Britton out of senior pastor because they weren't senior pastor. That's where we figured out that things were wrong. Very, very, very wrong. So, then you end up having this Zogbot incursion from Obadiah. It was profanity necessary, Christian Danny. Well, pretty well the pisser, he cusses whenever he can get by. Whenever he's in trouble. And so does about everybody else. But you end up having this, this mamzer. I'm pretty sure, Judas, he calls himself James the Just, and I call him Judas the Juiced Howard. And you end up having these mamzers. You have this Matthew Ott coming on, and what they are is they're just mamzers and wiggers who've got to go ahead and control things. And that's exactly what they do. Now, Zog has been trying to go ahead and infiltrate Aryan Nations and dual seed line Christian Identity since Randy Weaver's time. And they chose a genuine Israelite, and he went ahead and refused to do it. And What ended up happening was a gunfight where he got his son and his wife shot through the head, and Pigs lost somebody. And since then, what they do is they try to go ahead and maintain a lower level. But you end up having these Mamsers come in, and they want to run things. They want to go ahead and say what white people can or cannot say. And in many cases, they go ahead and get away with it. Now, in the case of Visser, since he was a crook with the Rick Spring faction the entire time, when they decided that they were no longer Christian Day, like Jonathan Williams and Michael Burks and the rest, well, Visser claims that they're shooting at him or something like that. I think what happens is that they were dogboxed, and when they got covered, you end up having a cock and bull story about how they were shooting and all this sort of thing. And, at Visser's double wide, and, they were going ahead and, you know, they're just going ahead and advancing their own little criminal in order to go ahead and get Christian Identity. And I don't know what the thing is, but it seems to make sense is that these Zogbots pretty well, they were out of it, they were caught, so what they did is they tried to go ahead and advance their other Zogbot, Visser. And that's what they've been doing. And, the thing about it is that you end up having a Mamser like Brian Wright, and, you know, the thing about it is he's a crazy little Jew Mamser, but he's not able to go ahead and, keep an even keel. You know, the reason he's not able to keep an even keel is because, well, he's not able to keep an even keel. He's a Mamser. You know, he's not as good as some of these, male Mamsers. I mean, back in the 1990s, we used to have a Mamser whose father was a Jew, mother was a Goyim, you know, named Franklin Wayne Poley. And I ended up calling him something. I called him Fuckwit Poley. And him and this other Jew Mamser named Gare Yavidi, who's still around, he used to be through Herbert Armstrong's church, whose mother was a Jew, whose father was a Goyim. Or an Aryan or whatever, and old Davy is a totally evil Jew. And back in 1997, I ran him off. I mean, he claimed to be, well, we were Ephraimites and he was a Judean. I said, no, you're dirty because our Mamser, you know, get the hell out of here. And then Willie Martin chimed in and chewed on him. But, no, the problem is that these people act evil because they are evil. And, they come in here and they immediately want to go ahead and tell other, you know, white men what to do. And this Matt Ott was a case in point. Just like Obadiah trying to go ahead and get us, you know, getting us in here, you know, trying to go ahead and get, you know, try and go ahead and get me to the main forum. They were trying to go ahead and lure me and Pastor Britton into William Fink's main forum, you know, arguing their crap. And there was this thread called Cannabis Can Save Us. Well, Cannabis Can Save Us, he's probably a doper. It's no big deal. We don't really, I mean, we have better things to do than chase after dopers. I mean, if you're a doper, you're a doper. Anyway, guess number four. Why can't we? If you don't want the money, you want to be okay. Well, nothing, you know, I mean, guest number four is probably Pisser. Yeah, it's no big deal. Where was I? What ended up happening, they went ahead and started threatening here. It was the South Bend W here, I think it's a Wigger. But anyway, Matt Ott came in, and he was pretty well printing his own personal information. You know, he was from Halifax, Pennsylvania, gave his street address and gave his phone. And when you see that, that's not normal behavior, especially if you supposedly have children. Because Zog views children, if you go ahead and try to make them racially aware and, you know, go ahead and marry other white people and have white children, they view you as a child abuser, as a racist, as a maniac, and they try to take your children away. So why is Zog, you know, so why is, I call, you know, Matt Ott, I call him Mind Twat, or Matt Ott Zogbot. You know, why is he doing that? Well, the answer of it is he can do that because he's not scared of having his children or whatever taken away or, you know, being, you know, charged on trumped up charges like I was. He's not scared. The reason he's not scared is because he's a Zogbot. He goes ahead, he gets in, he gets along with James, Judas the Juiced. And what they are is they're trying to fight with me and then Pastor Britton. So they go on and on and on, Pastor Britton. I mean, if you will go ahead and read it, you can't read it unless you signed in to Think's Forum. And the problem for that is altogether Matt Twatt's fault and Judas the Juiced. Because here they were trying to lure us into the main subforum outside my subforum. And I was pretty well looking at this, and I said, hey, every man to his tent, O Israel, because these evil criminals are trying to go ahead and do us. Now, in ancient Israel, whenever they had a king made war by Saul or whoever, and they were getting their butts kicked by the Philistines, or they were getting their butts kicked by the Edomite Canaanites, they would say, I mean, if they're getting the bus kicked, what they do is they say, hey, every man to his tent, O Israel. And essentially what they do is they run for their lives, they run home, they scatter off, and, every man for himself, and then they go ahead and meet up later. And pretty well the Boers in the Boer War did the same thing against the British. I mean, what they do is they strike and they'd ambush, and then if they're about to go ahead and they didn't kill whoever they're ambushing, well, hey, they'd break up into pairs or individually, and they'd have a meetup place. And the same thing happened then. I said, the meetup place is going to be my sub-forum. But here comes, I mean, this is the sort of crap that they're pulling here. What happens is that here's Matt Ott here and says, well, they were going ahead and said a hypocritical thing, and Sixth said, Matt, many substances can be abused, and you can't legislate morality. It's a Pharisee among us who want to determine what we can or cannot do. And Juice Howard, he went ahead and said, you can and should legislate morality. Oh, really? If you get to legislate morality, in short, you're to yourself being a legislator, being a monarch over us. And the thing about it is that even though if you want to go ahead and claim that you're doing it in Yahweh's name, we don't know who you are. You're just an anonymous mamzer who lives with James Radcliffe in Apache Flats, Arizona. Why in the world should we listen to some senile old mamzer telling us what to do? See, what he does is he goes ahead and he wraps himself with Yahweh, just like any other Baal priest, and says that what he wants and how he interprets the law should take preference. We should all obey him. If the laws of Yahweh concerning morality were properly enforced, there would be little or any miscegenation, adultery, divorce, murder. Well, the thing about it is that if worthless mamzers like yourself were gone from the thing and, useless figures are dead, well, there won't be any miscegenation, adultery, divorce, murder, theft, or a whole bunch of stuff here. But, he goes ahead and he says that freedom is a Jewism. And Matt Twatt, he's going ahead and we don't need the Pharisees twisting their words for our own gain. He's going ahead against that here. He says, you got part of my point exactly, Chief Carroll, but I certainly side with James on the subject of legislating morality. Well, you should. Matt Twatt, Zogmod, you and Judas the Juice, they're a pair of Zogmods. Of course you should get together. Like you said, it can't be done by man, but it's already been done by Yahweh. It's up to us to enforce it. Really? So some Zogmot and Mamzer gets to go ahead and say what their law is, and then they get to enforce it? I don't think so. I don't think so at all. The thing about it is, like we're trying to go, I mean, these people come in, they claim to be our brothers. No, you're not our brothers. You're Mamzers. You don't know how to act. Just like any Edomite Jew, Pharisee. You've got to go ahead and tell us how to do. You can't just go ahead and obey or disobey the law. You've got to go ahead and claim that it needs to be interpreted, and you end up coming up with 63 books of the Talmud. Just go ahead and justify how not to work on the Sabbath. Or how to do this and how to do that. And that's what you Jew mansers do. It's just a matter of pharisaical word twisting in the West. I mean, this was on the cannabis thread. And generally, me and John Britton, I mean, we're not into cannabis. We sort of tolerate it, but it's a long way from tolerating to approving of it. We don't exactly approve of it. But we don't care. We're not going to go ahead and force drug laws on you people. I mean, that's what, you know, that's what Joe Johnson tried to do in Force Upon Visser. Pastor, you know, Pastor Pothead. And what happens is that, I guess we foolishly, under the leadership of Brian Wright, he went ahead and he started this thread to go ahead and counterattack, and Joe Johnson was removed. And he should have been removed. He was a petty tyrant. But what happens, he wasn't a Zogbot, he was just a petty tyrant for his own thieving good. But this Madoc, you know, Zogbot twat, you know, I have no doubt he's a Zogbot. That's been what Judas seduced. He's a Mamzer. They don't have anything better to do than tell white men what to do. So the sixth killer went ahead and responded to him. He says, what you suggest is a recipe for a police state, which is what we already have in place. The only thing different in your police state is it would be yourself making determinations what one could or could not do. We've had many police states, starting with ancient Babylon. Cyrus the Great smashed the Babylonian police state. I'd venture to say we've lived longer under the yoke of the police state than we ever did as free moral agents. What you propose is slavery, nothing more. And Judas and Jude has no fit. Really, that's odd. The only thing I suggested was enforcement of Yahweh's laws. You seem to have a problem following Yahweh. I take that back. You, along with Winston, have no problem. Well, where does Winston come in? Answer? Judas and Jude brought him in. You know what I mean? You and Winston have no problem advocating the enforcement of Yahweh's laws when his laws just so happen to agree with your laws. Your problem's not with me. That's the only way you tell yourself. Your problem is with Yahweh and your inability to submit yourself to him. You know, and he said, the only difference is your police say you'd be yourself making determinations what one could or could not do. Really, I was not aware that I wrote Yahweh's laws. In fact, I know I didn't. Yahweh's kingdom is coming to earth as it is in heaven. If you have a problem with Yahweh's laws, I'm certain he will know this, and perhaps it's time for you to stop living out these damn well please while the wide road which leads to destruction, you know, blah, 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 blah. Yahweh's kingdom is a police state. Look, goofy Mamzer. If you went ahead and tried to tell an ordinary Christian Israelite what to do, so you wouldn't have the police on your side. There would be no police. You came and bothered somebody, they just simply notch your nose. The second time, you'd probably be gelded and choking on your testicles and penis. And if you didn't learn it the third time, you'd probably be skinned alive. And what you tried to go ahead and force on others would be branded upon your hide. And since there was no police force, your entire misbegotten Mamzer family would be exterminated as well. Because the thing about it is that Yahweh's law was enforced. But what happens is not every little Mamzer got to go ahead and determine what it was here. When you read in the book of Exodus about this man who went ahead and collected sticks on the Sabbath, pretty well they asked him to stop. And eventually there was a council which went ahead and decided he was to be put to death. But the thing about it is probably he was one of the mixed multitude who had gone ahead and was wandering around, which Yahweh went ahead and got rid of. And today, you know, Christian Israel is a mixed multitude as well. The Mamzers and the Uyghurs get in. And I don't mind that. This past week, people act like I'm all upset, and I'm not. Not at all. Because the fact of the matter is that the movement, the movement is nothing more than a series of nodes. In which, it's a network in which there are communicating nodes. And Judas and Juice and Matt Twat, what do you propose to go ahead and give to that? And the answer is nothing. All you propose to do is censor white men. Well, if we don't much care for the ADL and the SPLC doing it, what do we need you for? What do you produce? And the answer is nothing. What do you have? Nothing. All you can do is try to censor people. There's nothing there. You have nothing to produce. In any case, very well what Six Killer said is, yep, it's going to be right exactly in accordance with the interpretation of Judas the Juiced. And he went ahead and said the same thing. Got him banned. Okay, I got a call from John Britton. Hold on. Hey, John, I'm doing the show. How you doing? I started. It's been running for about 20 minutes. Yes, some little Mamzer probably pisser as guest number four. But, I mean, if you want to go ahead, you got the number. Okay. Alrighty, well, no big deal. It's still going on, and I hope to go ahead and get you to go ahead and quote from all these stumblebum, dopers who recognize a fellow doper when they hear one. You know what I mean? Yep. All right. Talk to you later, John. Bye. Anyway, he's still out, but I hope to go ahead and have him come in later. I'm going to go ahead and look and see what the guest bot says. Guest 4 has left the chat. John Stewart, whoever that is, has logged in, and left the chat. Now I've guest number 5. So it don't really matter. Jerry, I thought guest number 4 was just another Zogbot, and it don't really matter. I mean, look, Zogbots, show up. Show up. Who cares? I'm going to go ahead and type some nonsense here to make sure that the chat room stays open. Okay. You'll see that it's working okay. All right. And what got John Britton banned was pretty well what he then said here. He says, yep, it's going to be right exactly in accordance with the interpretation of Judas the Juiced. You solemnly swear to tell the truth as you know it, the whole truth as you believe it to be, and nothing but what you think we need to hear. And saying that to that, crackhead meth goober, Visser, pissed him off, so he went ahead and banned, John Britton, and he went ahead and banned me. So Pisser Cinder is essentially just nothing but a cauldron, but of Mamzers and Zogbots and the rest here. And Judas the Juiced and Matt Twat and Obi Dorker and the rest of these Zogbots, they belong there. And it's no big deal. But it's going on what was said over on Things Forum, which has disappeared. Well, it's on my forum. What happens to these sub-forums, you have to go ahead because Fink, he just got tired of, publicly seeing it. So you end up having to go ahead and sign up and register. Now, the thing about it, though, is that by doing that, by having a secret, portion, Fink's going to go ahead and increase the number of people going to his forum because in order to go ahead and read the stuff that they want to read, somebody's going to have to go ahead and sign up. So, I mean, that's pretty well what happens whenever, on all these secret forums, Juke groups and the rest on there. When you make it secret, you end up having a whole bunch of spies show up. Now the NSA can go ahead and read it without doing it, but generally your little fusion centers and your little local pig life and your SPLC and the rest of them, they don't quite have that power. So as a result, they have to go ahead and join up. So Fink's going to go ahead and increase, the amount of people on the forum because he went ahead and made these sub-forums, so you have to go ahead and read it. But anyway, I'm reading what's on my sub-forum because, like I said, this place is not to be used. Well, Juice has a fit here, just like a senile old mamzer. He went ahead and responded, six killer. No, the way it runs, little boy. Well, what happens? Look, Judas the Juiced. I mean, I guess you have a little thing about little boys. It's exactly as Yahweh says it runs. Well, Judas the Juiced, being a mamzer, knows exactly how Yahweh says it runs. He knows the role of Yahweh. Why, you would think that a senile old mamzer living with James Radcliffe in Apache Flats, Arizona, why, who would have thunk it here? That's what irritates you so much. Well, it's going to irritate us, just as you said. You want to run the world your way. Well, no. Six Killer doesn't want to run the world. You're the one who wants to run the world, or at least the dual seed line version of it. But Yahweh is going to run it his way. Well, I'm sure he is. The first thing we're going to do is get rid of you dirty dancers. His way is given in the scripture, which is all I'm relying on. Well, where's the scripture? Where's the scripture, Juice? And that's the bottom line. And then he goes on and reveals himself. If I had my way, there are several things I can think of that I like to do with impunity. Yes, you dirty Edomite mams, of course you'd like to do things to Christian Israel with impunity. You don't just silence us all. What you want to do is no different than the SPSA or the ADL. Buy your suits where they know I'm here, and I smell gentry. If you have a scriptural argument to the contrary, I'm all ears. No, you're all snout. You have no scripture, but you are all snout. And I say, mine twat wrote, Siskiyou, I don't understand your identity with an obvious kinsman. Well, he ain't an obvious kinsman. He's a dirty Jew man for his particular. He says he lives in James Radcliffe in Apache Flats, Arizona. We haven't seen a picture of him. You'd be hard-pressed to find a true Israelite. No. How can you dispute the obvious truth of Yahweh's legislated morality? Well, where did Yahweh legislate whatever Judas the Juice did? I mean, neither mine twat nor Judas the Juice came up with it. You've got to seriously stop being a lapdog and think for yourself, man. The words you regurgitated on this thread are screaming, I'm a Pharisee. Well, no. It's you who are the Pharisee. You're the one who's trying to tell people what to do. That's what the Pharisees did. The Israelites, along with Jesus Christ, they had to hide from the Jews sometimes because it wasn't Jesus Christ's time to die after being betrayed. They had to hide from the Jews. You read about that in Scripture, because these dirty Jews, they claimed that they knew the law. Well, Jesus Christ said they knew the law, but they didn't obey it. And here it is, Judas the Juice. And neither does mine twat Drogbot. How dare you keep James? Let me see. Yahweh's kingdom is not a pre-state. It's an omnipotent monarchy, a dictatorship. Really? And who sets up the dictatorship on earth? You? Well, yeah, that's exactly what you want to do. What happens is that two Mamzers, two Wiggers and Mamzers that no one ever heard of before, they want to set up a dictatorship over Christian Israel. Well, what happens is that a number of people who figured out that Matt Ott was a Zogbot, they already left here. So I guess they fled his dictatorship. The other thing, how dare you accuse James of setting up police state according to Judas the Juice? The only thing James advocated were Yahweh's laws according to Yahweh's kingdom. That's all this humble Israelite has ever advocated on this or any other forum. No. What you've advocated is that I be censored. What happens is that you're siding with Brian Wright and Visser, who's trying to steal something. What happens is that you're the one who went ahead and brought up my name, Linstead's name, and whining about how James Britton is a lapdog. You're going to get hot water quick over here if you don't mind your manners and the laws of Yahweh. So in short, Fisker's going to get in hot water over here if you don't mind his manners. Be polite to these Mamzers that nobody knows. Yahweh's kingdom is no democracy, and neither is this forum. Really? Well, the thing about it is, it's not your forum. If your demeanor is not respectful, you will be banned. Screw your freedom of speech drivel. You've been using that to further their agenda for decades. So in short, he's going to go ahead and ban someone off a forum that isn't his. If you're not here to learn and study your fellowship, take your study lapdog habits elsewhere. Lapdog? Well, he's a lapdog guy. Why me? We accept off debate and argument, ridiculous ongoing views, not ridiculous ongoing views by immature children. So, Siskiyou, which do you choose to be, a childish lapdog or a real Israelite? Look, folks, no one is asking to go ahead and censor, ban, mind twat, but he was. You know what I mean? Siskiyou said, if you decide to leave, speak up and I'll leave. James stuck his nose in a conflict between myself and Brian Wright. It was none of his business or concern, not knowing whether it was over at Jeremy Visser's forum in some places that would have got him an ass-whipping or worse. And Les said, don't leave. And mine twat said, I don't want him to leave either. I simply want him to man up. I expect the same of all my kinsmen. Well, hey, why don't Judas man up? Tell who he really is. And when he goes ahead and claims that he's setting up something according to Yahweh and Yahweh's scriptures, well, maybe you ought to go ahead and say what scripture he's talking about. I was there. I know what the story is. I don't remember Jay supporting that scum Brian Wright. Billy Wade won an iota. Well, of course he supported him. Well, that was Brian Wright. And Vischer had been working to the team for 6 years. Now, just because Vischer went ahead and scrubbed the thread, what of it? And see, the whole idea was they're going to go ahead and whine about profanity. Well, no, it wasn't about profanity. Vischer's cussing like a sailor. They give him a pass, but they whine about me. Obadiah came in on February 9th after being there 6 days. Got in for me, and everybody who had a brain could see it. And Judas the Juice and Mind Plot were playing games. And what happens, this is a cannabis thread. And it immediately goes ahead to where they have to fight about it. Now look, and thus it begins when Dale Preston, you know, I went ahead and I saved all these posts, and I went ahead and drug it down to my subforum. My subforum. For Matt Twatt, you know, I'm a moderator of my subforum. For Matt Twatt, don't have any ability to do it. And pretty well, I went ahead and called John Britton. I said, hey, look, Matt Twatt, Zogbot, is going to go ahead and ban you. Use it as an excuse. But what happens is he can't go ahead and ban, you or ban me because I'm a moderator in my subforum. So take this argument down to my subforum, and I went ahead and saved all these posts. I said, and thus it begins when Baal priests infiltrate within the body of Christ. They verbally threaten to censor and ban the genuine Israelites who stand in their way. Matt Twatt, Zogbot, wannabe Baal priests. You've seen one, you've seen 666 more of them. Well, the fighting on this forum shall be sent to my subfirm, where Judas and Juice Howard and Mind Twatt have no power to censor or ban anyone as long as William Fink remains strong. Next, the proper response to this wannabe Mamzer Taliban setting itself up like Abimelech over Christian Israel as the next Pharisee Baal priest. That's part of a threat called Abimelech Twat, and the Baal Pickle, Mamzer Schemers, the Secho. And way back in Judges, you had Gideon's son who wanted to set himself up as a king. And he went ahead and claimed it. And I said, look, you're just a little man that, you know, William Fink gave you on behalf of your Mamzer Taliban. You should join Dave UK and a few others over on Piss or Cinder and complain that white men are free speech subordinate. Well, you should go ahead and move this sperm front when I'm banned. But you've been claiming to be of, you know, I said, you and Judas and Judas have been claiming to be of Christian Israel, what, 2 months now? And already you trumped up Wigger and Mamzer Zogbot are going to threaten Pastor Newman Britton's nephew, James Britton's son, Lori Swift's cousin with expulsion from this forum? I said, look, you people came on claiming to be a Christian Israel, and what you want to do is you want to go ahead and pose a speech code. Well, we have the ADL and the FPLC wanting to go ahead and do that. Why is it so much better to have you do it? What do you bring to it? Answer, nothing other than trying to have your way and trying to tell other Christian Israelites what to do. And nobody knows who you are. Nobody really much cares. The thing about it is that I know you're a Zogbot because you act like that. You know, just like Pastor Britton went ahead and said, this is not the first time we've been to the rodeo. I've already seen this happen in forum after forum after forum. People come on, then they claim that they're insulted by what they hear with the forum that they came. Someone's saying a bad word. Someone's using Anglo-Saxon mock syllables. Well, what they do is they have a hypocritical standard of conduct. Some people can get away with it, and other people cannot. And what happens, I mean, when you end up having people like that who do this sort of shit, well, of course they are, you know, of course they're a Zog. They're hypocrites, they're liars. Well, who's a hypocrite and liar? Well, the Pharisees. So, I went ahead, and here comes me, old, yo, Matt Twat Zogbot. You just keep on proving how pathetic you really are. You accuse me of being an abuser of power, once again laying your obvious fault on everyone else. I am not a quest for power like you obviously are. Okay? Why did I try to go ahead and tell people what to say or do? Not me. Not me. Israelites like me are a threat to your Jewish power trip. What Jewish power trip? All I've said If you don't like what I have to say, don't read it. If you don't like what I say on this podcast, don't listen to it. No need for you idiot managers to go ahead and have a fit. Now it'd be nice if you went ahead and listened to it and you end up having a heart attack or apoplexy over it. And I'm quite sure that there's some SPLC Zogbots or something like that who will be annoyed that their latest Mamzer incursion isn't working out too well. My position in this form was offered, not asked or begged. It was my honor to accept. I'm here to mediate, not slander. Bill was too busy doing Yahweh's work to concern himself with turd movements, unmitigated slander, profanity riddled, emotes. Well, that's what Clint Downey. That's what Jeremy Visser says. Unmitigated slander, but they refuse to go ahead and answer the question, like, why are you with Brian Wright? Why did you try to go ahead and kick John Britton out? Senior pastor and put Jeremy Visser in. Why have you done this? And the answer of it is that, hey, you're $400,000 plus. Why don't you just go ahead and run your own churches? Why don't you go ahead and run your own forums? I had one young Catholic kid. He demanded he wanted a subforum. I gave it to him. He demanded I destroy Visser, and I said, I'm not going to destroy Visser because I know no more than I was going to destroy Trader Glenn Miller. I talked to those, Lewis Bean and Ketcher Lane, David Lane, and pretty well they said, you go ahead and you pretend to be Trader Glenn Miller's friend. But at the same time, you go ahead and tell these people he's getting on the show about what a traitor he was. You go ahead and tell the journalists what a traitor he was. You tell everybody what a traitor he was. And that worked for nearly 4 years. Same as Visser. If you're over on Visser's forum, it's because you're a Zogbot. You're a Mamzer. You're a troll. That's why I call it the old forum Pisser Syndrome, because it's just a burnt-out Mamzer in Wigger receptacle. And Pisser, Pisser's new pussy palace with a Z-Bulls at 4.0, it's dead because nobody is going to it. There's nothing there. The reason of it is you pedophiles can't produce nothing. All you can do is live off a white man. Try to tell white men what to do. That's why he picked me in faith and trust. Bill's never tied crap from anyone on these forums. I'm here to simply ensure that Yahweh's commandment of loving your brother and is followed. Well, that sounds loving. That's what, wrong about. Rabbi Jerzewski, you simply defecate all over our commandments. Maybe it's time you sat in the same seat here as you did on CPM, i.e. banning. It's only a matter of time before you hang yourself here. You're already making these false presumptions about Bill's awareness of the situation. I'm glad you underestimate him. Well, I went ahead and later on made Bill aware of the situation. Matt Twat Zogbot was pretty well called, but here's old Matt Twat Zogbot whining about, on my subform, about what I say. All I did on the other forums is, go ahead and try to rain Pastor Fish Killer to my subform, which is hidden, unless you're registered. So in short, nobody has to look at it unless they come to look at it. But guess what? Old Matt Twad Zogbot, he's going to go ahead and censor me for it. Well, it goes to show how much love he has. Matt Twad Zogbot then goes on, dated March 13th, 2010, 1:28 p.m. Anyway, I went ahead and said, I don't expect you to man up and admit to supporting Jewish and Jews, both here on Pisser Cinder. Again, it's issue as fuss. I'm manning up. That's why I'm here. I firmly support James the Jewish, anywhere. Yeah, I'm sure you do. Mansers and Wiggers belong together when they're infiltrating Christian Israel. Then he said, you and Jewish and Jews have been claiming to be a Christian Israel. What, 2 months now, and already you trumped up Wigger and Mamzer Zogbot are going to threaten Pastor Newman Britton's nephew, James Britton's son, Lorraine Swift's cousin, with expulsion from the forum? And then, Matt Twice says, I don't care how long you trump calculations claim, your inept calculations claim James and I have been a Christian Israel. My calculation is according to Yahweh's law, which he's never able to say, or quote. Tells me you may have Christian Israel? Never! Either you participate in these forums with the kind of respect for your brother Yahweh's mandate, or you are not welcome. This is not the place where he goes and pastor. It is a place of learning, discussion, and fellowship. Now, with your presence, makes the thermal. Rabbi Dzerzhinsky, the stench of your presence will now continue to be met by my turbo fan until we can no longer smell your rotten fruits. Look, mine twat zog bot, if you don't like my peaches, don't shake my tray, you stupid bastard. The thing about this is that all you critters, you come here. You're here about, what, 2 or 3 months? You get a position of power, and you're going to go ahead and censor and ban people? Who've been in, what, 15, 16 years? No wonder these people smell the Zogbot. No wonder they left. You want to go ahead and turn William Face Forum into Pisser Cinder. Why don't you just go over to Pisser Cinder? Why don't you go ahead and join that ghetto of Mamsers and Jews and bad priests? Have a fine old time. Look at my form having an effect. Well, what I did is I read this yesterday afternoon, early afternoon, I called William Fink and told him what old mind twat Zogbot was up to. I said, hey, I go ahead and I see these forums and they're delivered just like Obadiah was, who you kicked out. What Matt Ott, what Judas and Juice are trying to do is they're trying to go ahead and get me up to your sub forum. Out to the main forum. Out you've gone ahead and hit it. And what they're trying to do is go ahead and use that excuse to go ahead and ban Six Killer and ban me. So I went ahead and I moved these threads to my own forum. Here comes Matt Ott. He's gonna go ahead and ban Six Killer. He's gonna go ahead and ban me. Even though I'm a moderator as well. I'm my own sub-forum. I don't tell our people what to think. I don't tell our people what to do. I know better. I know you better here. Now, are you gonna let Matt Ott go ahead and forswear you from, me having an uncensored forum? You're gonna let him ban me? He says, no, he said, I just don't have time. I got 500 emails from people trying to go ahead and figure out what to do. I got my web pages to do. And what I do is I let a few people go ahead and moderate in order to go ahead and take the work off here. I very seldom go to my forums. I don't have time for it. I said, am I allowed to pretty well speak freely on my own sub forum? Yeah, you are. So is a Six Killer me going to be banned? Oh no, Matt, I can't ban you. And what happens if he tries to ban, if he tries to go ahead and ban Pastor Britton? What happens is I'll just unban him. He said, well, where did this thing occur? I said, it occurred on the cannabis thread. He said, well, I'm going to delete the entire thread. I said, no, why don't you just go ahead and pinch off the last 5 posts and send it down to my sub forum? Whether, these Mamsers and, Wiggers are fighting with me. He said, no, I don't have time to do that. I said, well, I can understand. I mean, Lycia, the former National Front and Sperm Front Haugus, William Fink, he liked that, although it was a little bit crude. I went ahead and called us Sperm Front, Lycia, the Sperm Front Haugus. I compared it to a sow who was looking for a meerkat, sort of like Clunt, but he said he laughed at that here way back when I posted over on Pisser Cinder, back when I was a member in good standing and had a sub for him. But Pisser went ahead and deleted, along with William Finks. But what happens, he went ahead and took it. I mean, you can't trust Pisser. I mean, he's not a man of his word. He's just simply, he's just simply a junkie of some sort. Now, some people think he's covered, some people think he still is. And they're saying he's tweaking. And he might be here. There's people who are bigger dopers than I'll ever be. I mean, I've never used marijuana. I smelled the secondhand smoke and got a headache from it, but I've never used marijuana. Never used any other, any hard drugs. Any recreational drugs. In any case, along on Saturday at 10:06, here comes Matt Twat. He's pissing and moaning. Rabbi Dzerzhinsky has seized you and run again. You have caught me in a moment of weakness where my tolerance and your pathetic stiff wing is sliding the world all time long. You genius person, you once again succeed in bringing out the worst in me. You didn't bring out the worst in you. You bring out the average in you. You're probably a manzer yourself. Not that kid or genius chair, but I'll grant you another small victory. You ain't gonna grant me anything. You goofy bastard, you tried to go ahead, censor and ban me and say Skiller. Pretty well, you know, pretty well, William Fink, you know, he asked me to go ahead and, let him talk to, so I didn't go ahead and gloat over it. You know, but there's another little stupid wigger. Why the cannabis got, you know, thrown to this new form, subform. What William Fink did is he went ahead and created a form called the sewer. And he flushed the cannabis thread and he flushed all that crap down to the sewer. So if you stupid bastards caught some stuff here, he's just going to go ahead and flush the thread. There's no sense in you trying to go ahead and lure me out, or John Britton out, you know, like a little Ashkenazi Defecation League or a Southern Poverty Law Center stooge, you know, so you can go ahead and add an excuse to ban us here. There's no sense to it. I won a small victory because essentially, I guess, you know, what I told you, stop screwing around and stop trying to abuse your power. And you have the power over it. A little man with a little bit of power will always use, abuse it to the max, even more than the max. You don't love Christian Israel. You hate Christian Israel. You've got to go ahead and pose your own crap upon it. But going on. I'm not care that you come out and grant you another small victory. Well, no, you're not granting me nothing. I want it. I've come to the realization it's not for me to even raise the topic of anyone. No, you came to the realization that it was not for you to raise the topic of banning anyone. You know, a week or so you said you wouldn't do it, but you're a liar. You know, the reason you came to the realization is not for you to even raise the topic of banning anyone. It's because William Fink says you're not going to get to ban anyone. If you keep the shit up, I'm a good, you yourself are going to be banned. So you don't have any choice in the matter. Yes, of course you came to the realization. I hope that you go ahead and come to some Christian Israelite. And he gives you. He goes ahead and he cuts off your dick and penis, and he breaks your teeth and shoves it down your throat along with you and your womanless children and your entire family. Because only then will you come to the realization that it's not up to you to tell other white men what to do. It's not up to you to enforce the will of a mamzer, a zogbuck, or anybody else. You can't behave yourself. You are ill-begotten, misbegotten criminals who always come and try to tell other people what to do. And that is what we've always had the problem. Yahweh does not like tyrants. You don't have any humbleness. You got a little bit of power. And you abused it. And pretty well, William Fink slapped you down for it, didn't he? Yeah? Well, our actions will dictate that. What do you idiots think if they go ahead and type in, you know, big letters? That means something. I actually thought you Jews in favor and worried about your behavior and the possible consequences. No, you're making threats that you couldn't fulfill. It's quite obvious that you and your ilk care nothing of Yahweh's laws. And therefore care nothing for the ceremonies, rules, and its members and guests. Well, I don't much care for you. I don't much care for your made up rules. I welcome you slandering me all you want. Well, I'm pretty well telling the truth about you. With Yahweh's help, I will look past and once again ignore your nonsensical BS and blasphemous behavior. We're good. Put me on the you silly bastard. I pay you, also pay the Yahweh, we meet on the field now one day. You just know not pay us, not as enemies. Look, Brian Wright says the same stupid shit. He's a goofy mamzer. You don't want to go ahead and meet me. You don't want, you know, I mean, you know, it's just like, something like told William Fink, you know, I said, look, if someone comes to you bitching about me, you just go ahead and tell them what same thing I have to, you know, I mean, this is the message I want you to go ahead and receive to them. You know, pretty well, the message I want William Fink to go ahead and, you know, when somebody comes flying to William Fink here, this is the message I want him to tell you. Fuck off, stupid fuckards. Fuck off. You don't want, you know, you don't want me, you don't want me, you don't want my attention on you. You don't. I'm not a man you want to have anything to do with. If you're smart, he's Missouri Highway Patrolman who got in, you know, who got into a different militia. They avoided me. They said I'd sniff them out. And that's one of the proud things. I had somebody call about what happened to one of the militias that you used to run. And the answer is that, you know, hey, I went ahead and it wasn't doing anything. All it was attracting pigs. By the time these pigs had gotten Missouri Highway Patrolmen had got in, you know, there was only about two or three people left. We decided just go ahead and disband and have done with it. You know, I went ahead and started a 7th Missouri Militia, Internet Militia, you know, because I was writing an article about modern militiamen, but pretty well the militia movement was over before the end of 1996. Didn't matter to anything here. So, yeah, all you goofy bastards, you accomplished nothing. Nothing. Do you accomplish? Anyway. Oh, here's Joe. Here's another little Zogbot here. I think it's another old Wigger. Here's Frenchman here. What's today's sermon? Same old warm old crap. Gerald, hello, Gerald. Hello, Gerald. You have a clue here. I mean, these goofy bastards, they come in, and I don't know why they come in. They come in, and, you know, they come in, and they don't have any business being in here. None. In any case, you know, he knows they're saying they need a problem, not the solution. Goodbye, Joe. I'll see you later. Later, dude. And they left the chat. Look, you people, show up. What do you have to accomplish? Can't you read your Bible by yourself? In your own way? Yes, for sure you can. You could if you wanted to. You just don't want to. You want to go ahead and tell white men what to do. Well, it's the same thing that every Jew and every mamzer wants to do. So how are you different from them? The answer is you're not. You're not. You are what you are. And you hypocritically pray. You people remind me of this Jew named Carl Worden. His name was Carl Worden. And he came to my attention, and I said, he sounds like a Jew. And he comes back, and he says, no, I'm not a Jew. I'm a white man. I was lying, saying to be a Jew. Well, what it turned out to be is that, yes, he was a Jew. He ran off from, Gretel from the Shettle. It was Jew wife, and he found him a hot chili pepper. He found him a latrina. He went ahead and left his two boys. And, you know, one of them, you know, he used to beat his two little Jew boys. And one of them said, I can't believe that my father, Carl Worden, is viewed as a patriot. He was just nothing more than a wife and child beater. He ran off with a Jewess. And he went ahead and said that, you know, because of his father, he'd become a gay old stage manager on Broadway. You know, but what happens is his younger son had gotten a broken arm from old Carl Worden's beatings. And Carl goes ahead and he goes ahead and plays to be a good Christian. And what happens is that him and Claire Wolf both got Jim Floyd censored off of. You know, it was called the Vigo Examiner. I called it the Greater Khazar, Sand Times, and Tattler. And they got, you know, Jim Floyd kicked off, a white man who did not like Jews. One of the reasons he didn't like Jews is he used to go ahead and hang around with this old Christian identity guy. You know, now Jim Floyd ain't doing too good. But, you know, he was one of the people who stuck by me when I was in my time of travail. But throughout history, you Jews, you go ahead and you sneak in. You claim to be one of us. And you are half-brothers because, you know, just like Cain was a half-brother to Abel, and just like Esau was a full-brother to Jacob Israel, you evil Jews are our brothers. And you know us so very well. That's why I laugh so much when people like Carl Worden, you know, marry a Jew or a nigger, or you know, marry a beaner or a nigger, because then what happens, you're not able to imitate being white no more. That's why I'm glad about it. But you evil people do evil things. And the reason you do evil things is because you're evil. You're sanctimonious. You don't produce nothing. Why are you here? And the answer, you are here, in most cases, is Ogboss. So like Matt Twat, Zogbot, and Judas and Juice. So I'm over on my forum. In the case of, let me go ahead and go to a few other things here. They were yapping about Dzerzhinsky. It looks like Matt Twat is on here. Okay. Oh well, old Matt Twat. Now he likes Six Killer, I guess, or maybe he don't like it. I don't know. You just can't trust Matt Twat. I mean, in order to go ahead and stay on, he'd show up again. Okay, Zogbot Mamzer, Taliban in the Taliban thread here. Let me go ahead and go to the board index. Now, I don't know if I need to go ahead and do that. Let me go ahead and go to old Pisser's, what Pisser's been posting. Where is it? Okay. Letters from Morris Gillette. The thing about Morris Gillette's letters is that contrary to what he says here, it's over during the past, due to several past associates taking upon themselves to attack genuine DFCI adherents in the Covenant People's Ministry, I'm forced to publish over 10 selected letters by Morris Gillette in order to show the level of deception these two have engaged in against both our ministries. Keep in mind, every letter was personally addressed to me as such. From Pastor Morris Gillette, he starts out from West Monroe, Louisiana. Well, as I and Hilo are still legally in control of Legion of Saints during his absence, I have no idea what happened to Legion of Saints. Don't really much care. The interesting thing about the following letters they show, Morris Gillette did not trust Martin Lindstedt, instead appointed me as acting senior pastor of Church of the Sons of Yahweh. Legion of Saints still has returned. Something he's never recanted. We'll also see that Morris self, John Brennan, purposely sabotaged his church and his actual feelings toward Martin's excommunication and molestation charges. Each letter will be a separate post with a deep, brief overview of the letter's content. Well, guess what? Jeremy never does show how he appointed, Visser acting senior pastor. Which shows the reason, because if he appointed Jeremy Visser acting senior pastor, then why in the world would Brian Wright need to go ahead on August 3rd and try to kick, John Britton out and put Visser in as acting senior pastor? Answer? Because Visser was not acting senior pastor. John Britton was. That's the reason for it. So he goes ahead and lies. As far as my excommunication, I don't really care. I got the letter. What happens? I didn't have, Joe Johnson goes ahead and tries to excommunicate me on August 5th of 2005, and Morris Gillette, without giving me a chance to respond. Yeah, I wasn't even got a letter out to him. He went ahead and kicked me out on August 9th, 2005. 4 days! Did Gillette go ahead and ask me anything? No. So as a result, I don't know Morris Gillette anything, but the reason I've gone ahead and tried to save Morris Gillette's church for him was as I look at the more above-ground dual feed like Chris and Dandy churches, the better. With exception of Visser. Visser's running a Zog false front. Visser's accepting money. Visser's a friend of Mamzer's and Zogbots. But if you want to go ahead and give Visser money, that's nothing to me. Like I tell people, the more of you diseased animals who go ahead and listen to Jukels and run off into the, run over the dale in the wilderness of sin. Every single one of you idiots who call off and die at the urging of Jukels is one less diseased animal that I have to go ahead and knock over the head and burn myself. These people, these evil Zogbots, they have a purpose, and that purpose is to go ahead and destroy Christian Israel. They're not Christian Israel, but the purpose is to destroy the leavings, the foul, misbegotten mamzers. Yes, there was a mixed multitude which left Egypt. But after 40 years of Yahweh going ahead and killing that slave degeneration, there was no mixed multitude by the time they crossed Canaan. It was 13 tribes that knew how to go ahead and strike up a camp, knew how to besiege a city, knew how to kill another army, and knew, you know, and who had the toughness, the racial integrity to stick together within their own tribe, and the racial ability to go ahead and kill the spawn of Satan, the Edomites, the Canaanites, and the rest. So anyway, Lance from Morse Gillette, he goes ahead. You know, webmaster Zach Kraft, Joe Johnson was untrustworthy and personally wanted Victor to take part. Well, guess what? Zach Kraft was untrustworthy. He was associated with the Rick Spring faction, which is the same as Visser. Anyway. So, this is his first sermon. He is pleased with that here. Ray and Coretta, Lona, Butler, Sexton, was initially sympathetic to Lindstedt's charges. Well, yeah. If you go ahead and read it, he believed that those charges were false and that I would be able to go ahead and sue them for a whole lot of money. Well, I wasn't able to, because guess what? You can't sue regime criminals in their own court. They got absolute immunity, or they got qualified immunity. I have sued them 8 or 9 times, and I've lost every single one. And the reason I sued them for that is to, because, guess what? If whoever's in power is absolutely immune, then the secret of it is to become the police, exterminate your enemies. That's why I go ahead and take the name Felix Dzerzhinsky. Felix Dzerzhinsky did not murder millions of Ukrainians and Russians. Felix Dzerzhinsky went ahead and executed the head of the Russian government for the Bolsheviks. Now, later on, the Bolsheviks murdered millions of not-so-white Christians of Eastern Oriental descent here. And yeah, I do got to wonder why people are whining about what Yahweh chose to allow in Russia. I mean, why are you complaining? You know, I mean, are you going to complain what Yahweh allowed? An earthquake was in Turkey. Are you going to complain about Yahweh allowing that to happen? If so, are you going to complain what happened, you know, what Yahweh allowed to happen in Chile? How about what Yahweh allowed to happen in Haiti? Why don't you complain about that? And the answer of it is that unless it's of Israel, Yahweh don't care. And even if it is of Israel, Yahweh, you know, the problem with Israel now is Israel is also Zog. It's also Babylon, just as the Edomites. They were Edomites, but also they were drowned in a local flood. Yahweh didn't go ahead and drown the Chinese. Yahweh didn't drown the niggers in Africa. Yahweh didn't drown the Edomites who moved to Europe. He only drowned the ones who lived on this plateau east of Eden, where the Edomites went ahead and miscegenated with the demons and with the muds and with the Kenites. This is not the first Babylon. This is the third Babylon. In the first Babylon, he'll set up. Cain was trying to get back in, just like these mamzers are trying to get in. And Yahweh wouldn't allow it. Yahweh would not allow it. Okay, interesting facts from this letter. Visser refused to appeal Johnson's excommunication. Legion of Saints floods Morris with letters supporting Visser. Gillette will overrule Johnson's position if Visser decides to return to his position as assistant pastor to Joe Johnson. Okay, Gillette will overrule it. But what happens, it says Visser didn't decide to go ahead and return to it here. Visser calls for an investigation of Johnson's action. Well, guess what? If I'd been able to talk to Gillette, I said, don't give it to Joe Johnson. Because Joe Johnson will go ahead, you know, what it's Joe Johnson's will be Joe Johnson's. What the other Gillette gives Joe Johnson will be Joe Johnson's. J. Jay Johnson was just a power mad little wannabe dictator. But he wasn't a Zogbot like Matt Twat. He wasn't a Zogbot like Judas the Juiced. He was just a selfish, thieving little wigger who wanted everything he could get here and wanted to go ahead and tell everybody what to do and claim that he was doing it in Yahweh's name. Look, you blasphemous, stupid little wiggers. How dare you go ahead and do that because you're begging. You're begging Yahweh to go ahead and take you to task. Yahweh went ahead, and if you were of the house of Saul or you were the house of Ahab, your entire family was put to death. Your entire regime was put to death. Why do you want to go ahead and rule over Christian Israel? Especially when you don't have any task over it. You don't have any right to it. Anyway, here comes Ziffer. Here comes Brian Wright. And Brian Wright got Johnson out, Visser in. Of course, Visser has been going ahead and getting rid of the threads, but I have it over on my old PhD beef board because I've been saving it. Okay? What happens? There's another one. The let words were passed for Visser, creating prison ministries for fellow inmates. Okay. Prison application for CI recognition included. Discusses this or that here. Well, it's the end of the old first page. And then comes the second page. Before I hire Visser, John Britton, Pastor Brian Wright. You went ahead and made a mamzer. He said the racial fraud is Christian identity. And I think he went ahead and called Gillette a mamzer too. Along with Visser. Less than 2 days before he got invited back for the fifth time over on Pisser's Pussy Palace. And for the sixth time over on Pisser's Cinder. Zach Kraft was part of the Rick Springs bunch who went ahead and took down Gillette's webpage and his forum. Okay, he discusses the resignation of Brian Wright and Jeremy Visser. Jeremy Parker. Well, guess what? Back then, Visser went ahead and knew that Brian Wright resigned. Well, Brian Wright resigned because he couldn't get into the money. Zog was having control of the money. And nobody trusted Brian Wright. They thought he was a smarmy bastard. And they got pissed off and knew he was a smarmy. This would be a smarmy, he was literally a smarmy bastard. He was a smarmy mamzer. Smarmy Jew mamzer. But guess what? Visser knew all along that Brian Wright had resigned. But guess what? He's going to go ahead and offer him his own sub for him, the Church of the Sons of Yahweh, knowing that he already resigned, and the reason was, is he wanted Brian Wright to go ahead and make a claim to remove John Britton and put Jeremy Visser in. These people have been trying to steal for years, for 6 years. They've been trying to steal. Ever since Gillette got in, Visser's trying to thieve. And by the way, yes, Visser has plenty of money. Same reason Alex Schwinger has money. It's a personal check from the department. It's out of petty cash drawer, the Department of Zogland Insecurity. That's where he gets the money. He gets some Zog. He gets some Zogbots. He probably gets his meth and coke, from Zog too here. Okay? 3.5 years after Gillette owned John Britton, Pastor Visser remained good standing on the board of directors. Well, guess what? John Britton is in good standing on the board of directors. Because John Britton's a senior pastor. And then last, Martin Lindstedt's ordination is null and void. What am I reading here? Tuesday, August 9th, 2005. Because I got the letter here from desk of Pastor Marcel Goulet, senior pastor president, Church of Sons of Yahweh, League of Faith. Greetings, kindred. It has been several months now since most of you have heard anything from me. It's not because I've forgotten you or your promises. In fact, all of you in this ministry are in my daily thoughts and prayers. The reason for my letter I feel is of the utmost importance. I've been made aware that Martin Lindstedt from a jail cell in Grandy, Missouri, Nas and Newton County, is writing and distributing some very disturbing ideas, such as, I quote, prion poisoning, which is the mass poisoning of wild game food sources, the skinning alive of prisoners and execution by slow torture and the gang rape of female Whigger herd animals to use use them as breeding stock. So in other words, Pisser, I never did advocate raping non-whites, did I? Now, think about prime poison. I advocated that. But not, you know, not deliberately our Gillette's thing here. Angus went ahead and posted it, contrary to my instructions, on Gillette's forum. I told him to go ahead and post what I had to say on my webpage, which had been around for 5-6 years. Nothing was new. I wanted him to go ahead and post it to Zog's War and my forum. And he did. They also posted Gillette's forum. Contrary. So, I don't know if this Angus was a traitor or just a fighting old man because he betrayed me. Now, going back to Gillette's article. Now, you may all be aware, as an ordained pastor of Church of Sons of Yahweh and the Missouri State Contact for Legion of Faith, this letter is to make public this is no longer in cases. As of this month, Martin Lewis's ordination as pastor is now void as membership status with Legion of Faith is revoked. I cannot in good conscience allow anyone who promotes such ungodly behavior and tactics to carry a valid ordination certificate that bears that church standard in my signature. Nor can I in good conscience allow anyone who promotes such ideas to carry a valid membership card that bears the standard of Legion of the Saint. Well, so in other words, you wish to go ahead and determine how this war is being fought? Look, Gillette, if you don't want to go ahead and fight this war here, I mean, I don't wonder how you fought, you know, on what, you know, what you accomplished by your means of, you know, going to war. You're going to go ahead and rob a bank? And some of us wonder for what reason, but we're not going to get into that right now. But the thing about it is you want to rob a bank, but guess what? You don't actually want to go ahead and fight a civil war. I do. That's why I was proud when I got this letter here, because essentially, you're just like all these Whigger militia generals who, when Tim Vivere got convicted, only two militia generals stood up for Tim McVeigh. The rest of them were just lying bastards, claiming that they were for fighting, you know, who were fighting for Zog and no more Wacos, but guess what? Only me and Gary Hunt. And some people say Gary Hunt was a federal informant. I don't know. But only me and Gary Hunt stood by Tim McVeigh. The rest of you people, they don't stand by anything here. So how can you end up having anybody who fights hard against Zog if all you're going to do is just betray them? You just play a revolution. You're just a bunch of pussies. Stay the fuck out of resistance. If you're not willing to go ahead and kill your enemies and send them screaming to hell, you have no business playing revolution. None. None whatsoever. Chances are, at the very best, you're just a lying, wiggered pussy who's playing shit. At worst, you're a Zogbot, like Matt Twat, Zogbot, and Judas the Juice, the Mamzer. And Jeremy Pisser and the rest of them here. You're just playing at this shit. And what you're doing is you're going ahead accepting, you know, you're accepting money to go ahead and find out who all these people are so you can go ahead and betray them to Zog. That's what the problem with the movement's been. You can't have any movement of more than 5 or 6 people much bigger than a cell without going ahead and having all of these Zog bots show up and spy on you and get power. You know this, Matt Ott? I've seen the same thing in the militia movement. They show up, just like those two Missouri Highway Patrolmen, and guess what? They want to join the militia. Why? Everybody else is trying to go ahead and get out of it. Well, they want to join the militia. And the problem of it is they seem relatively sane, and so they end up getting the power. And what, you know, the main power they sought was chief of security, all these militias. And they would roll these militias up and send these people, these fools, to prison. Look, you Zog boss, I've seen you before. I've seen how you acted before. Gillette is an idiot. But he's an idiot that I sort of thought because I'm all for above ground dual seat like Chris Sandy Church. But I don't Gillette nothing. But yeah, I asked John Britton to go ahead and take the office of senior pastor so he could hand it off to Gillette. And I was waiting to see what these letters said. They didn't say anything new. Nothing that was new. Nothing. Not a single thing is new from Gillette. Because I got I got a copy of the letter that Gillette went ahead and sent to John Britton in August of 2007, whining, essentially blaming John Britton for Gillette screwing up his church, giving to Joe Johnson, giving to Zach Kraft. People who he didn't know, who went ahead and screwed him. No, you people have no idea what you're doing. You're playing at stuff. You're idiots. Dangerous idiots. You go ahead. Smart deal. Smart thing. Look, Christian Israel. You don't need the fellowship with somebody here who's just going to go ahead and send you into a prison cell. Get your name and address. You don't need to do that. Stay away from these forums. Just go ahead. That's not on the webpage. Just go ahead and, go ahead and get, NXPRC or something like that. Maybe the NSA knows who you are, but, I don't need to know who you are. Neither do all these dogbots need to know who you are. None of them need to know who you are. They don't need to know your opinion. They don't need to know who you are. Don't you know who you are? By all means, go ahead and download William Fink's sermons. They have a use here. William Fink has a use. These Ogbots, mind twat, a juice is used, serve no useful purpose other than for Zog. Anyway, let go on. Said, may it also be known that I do not for one second believe the charges of child molestation leveled by the state of Missouri against Martin Lindstedt are valid. In that respect, I stand behind Martin Lindstedt, but I cannot and will not allow an ordained pastor of our church or an officer of the Legion of Saints to promote and endorse such a vulgar, ungodly, unbiblical, unchristian practice of rape and torture. We are sons of the daughters of the Most High, not street thugs. Well, there's some people think you're a street thug, Morris, but it don't really matter. Look, when it comes time to exterminate, when this tribulation comes in here, I'm not gonna go ahead and get down on one of my soldiers enjoying the pussy that he gets. That's how he's gonna be paid. He's gonna be paid in the spoils of land and property and pussy of the losing wiggers. And the non-whites will get a bullet. They'll be driven out. I've never had a kid to rape the non-whites. But on the other hand, I'm not gonna go ahead and pay too much attention as to how my 10,000 warlords and their followers enjoy themselves. War's always been like that. The victors enjoy the spoils, and part of the spoils is pussy. Whether you believe it or not. And pretty well, the Book of Numbers and Deuteronomy, they go ahead and say that you can have female prisoners of war as long as they didn't know men. And once you went ahead and took a female prisoner of war of your own race, albeit not of your own religion, you could go ahead, you couldn't turn her apart, you couldn't go ahead and disown her son that she had with you. But no, that what happens is that everything I've advocated has a Christian basis. And whether or not you like it or not, doesn't really matter. Because I said before, why are you here? And we're not seeing the reason you're here. Just to go ahead and pull on your own pun about how tough you are. I've seen so many hyperventilating rabbits who wanted to be in the militia, and they were worthless. The ones that weren't worthless were extremely dangerous, like these two Missouri Highway Patrolmen. They went ahead against our elderly auxiliaries, the common law court people. 20 of them were charged. They ended up having two trials because the trials were, the first trial was a total crooked farce and had to be overturned. But what happens is that 7 of them got 18 months, 2 years. That's quite a price, that's quite a price to pay for nothing. Nothing accomplished. My way has been freedom. If you don't like listening to this broadcast, don't listen to it. If you don't like what I write, don't read it. Really simple stuff here. My forum is more of an interactive blog where I go ahead and speak the truth as I see it. If you don't like it, then hey. Last week I heard 16 minutes. I own the Church of Sons of Yahweh. No, we don't. You know what I mean? These people don't own anything. Someone says William Fink is an honorable man, a good teacher. Yes, he's an honorable man, good teacher. The thing about it is, like I went ahead when I called him about Matt Twat. I said, well, you started out as a heathen. No, I started as a Catholic who knew that things were not right with the Catholic Church. I said, so you didn't start out as Christian, did you, when you went to jail 12 years ago? Well, 13 years ago. Because last Monday he said he'd been out 14 months. He said, no. I said, you don't know these people then, do you? Well, no. What do you think? Is a good Bible scholar, but he doesn't understand anything about the past. I've had to explain to him who did what in the past. I explained to him about Stormfront. I explained to him about Arianfront. He listened. And what he did is that he decided, unlike Willie Martin, I had quite a bit of words to say to Willie Martin. Willie Martin wanted to go ahead and hang around Holy Wars. And what ended up happening is he ended up going ahead and being banned by Debbie Downey. By the way, you people who talk about how you never believe what Debbie Downey said here, you lie. You believed everything I said about Debbie Downey because you hated Debbie Downey. But the thing about it is Debbie Downey has never denied what I said. Well, she's denied in later years. But when I came up with it in 2002, you know, after she went ahead and got Willie Martin banned on Holy War, I went ahead and told Hingis, I said, get me some shit on this bitch. And I don't mean just a, you know, dried out rector, I mean a big stinking pal. And he found out that, hey, she'd gone ahead and she was a divorcee from Washington State Klansman Badinsky. She, you know, the Klaylif. I mean, how dare any Klan go ahead and allow some woman to be a Klaylif? That's not part of Christian identity. That's not part even of Israelite behavior. Women don't have a place bossing men around. And what happens even to Baptist hobbyists back when the Klan was mainly Episcopalians and Baptist hobbyists and Methodists? They knew that much. But the reason that we said it was is that, you know, Hengist went ahead and bought the parties that essentially the Klan ran off with the, the Klaylif. Went ahead and installed her in his parents' house. One of his parents' houses here was living there, and she wasn't divorced yet. And that was provable. What wasn't provable, what wasn't so provable, was that she was screwing all these Klansmen after the Klan meeting was over. And what happens is that there could have been quite a few women who would have gone ahead and said something about it. Two or three did. And Debbie Downey, when she ends up hearing about that, she screeches. But she accuses me of Hengist, not of lying, but of spreading malicious gossip. Same thing the rest of these people are saying. You're spreading slander. No, I'm not spreading slander. What happens is I approve of everything I say. You don't like it, do you? Well, hey, get used to it. I'm going ahead and posted everything here. I'm going to go ahead and take Visser's letters if you don't go ahead and delete them. Because essentially, Visser's letters from Gillette prove my point. Every single one of them. So, if you can't live with that, don't bother. Because the thing about it is, there's plenty of people downloading this show. They're not showing up as guests because they don't want to go ahead and get caught listening to it. Well, what they'll do is they'll come back and they'll download the thing. Soon after this thing is done, people are going to go ahead and download it. And they're not going to like, you know, what they're, you know, they're going to go ahead and believe it here. The Jews, the ADL, the FPLC, the FBI are downloading the stuff. So there's a bunch of people, you know, from StumbleIn. I went ahead and gave about 20 minutes notice here. They really didn't have time to do this. So, I don't think John Britton's going to go ahead and be with us tonight. We may do a, you know, meeting later. You know, we may go ahead and do another movement turd later tonight. But these people stumble in. Well, they're a bunch of dopers. They know dopers. They know how dopers speak. They know how dopers act. Far better than me and John Britton does. I've seen, quote, cured dopers who act a lot like Jeremy Visser. And since they're criminals, like Jeremy Visser went ahead and said that he was, you know, convicted criminals, what they do is that they can't go ahead and get a profession anywhere else except the ministry. So that's where they go ahead and gravitate to. And guess what? That's where Visser comes through. And if you want to go ahead and listen to Jeremy Visser's sermons, most of them are okay. But I would no more download Jeremy Visser's sermons, you know, if they don't concern me, than I go ahead and download Jimmy Swagger's sermons. Why should I listen to all the sort of thing, the wonderful thing here, when you know the person saying is a liar and a thief? Why bother to listen to it? The reason people listen to me is that I pretty well tell the truth as I see it. And if I'm wrong, well, I'll let these people on. If they don't like it, then hey. In any case, you don't have to listen to this thing here, but some of you are. You're getting all annoyed. You're going to go ahead and download. I've seen these people with the glib of a wigger, poop and scoot. I'm not going to listen to a single thing. And then you go ahead and you spy on them. And, won't you please, did you see him listen and say, woo? Look, there's going to be some whining, and I'm going to hear it because these people are going to go ahead and listen to it because they can't help themselves, regardless of what they say. All right, I'm going to go ahead and get off. You know, what a sleazebag Visser, you know, and the rest of his little bail pickles, and the rest of them are. Essentially, I went ahead and talked to William Fink, and he said that, guess what, Nat Ott, you don't get to ban anybody. You certainly don't get to go ahead and ban me from my sub forum on his forum. He went ahead and he pissed off these offended threads. He created a new subform called the sewer, and he flushed those threads down the sewer. And those of you stupid wiggers who don't like it here, just go ahead and tell your mamsers and bail priests like Twat and, Juice and Juice to simply not go ahead and post. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and take them as I have time. But there's so much busy stuff because I have to go ahead and actually go up there to Jeff City this week and file for United States Senator. And pretty well put the kibosh on Trader Glenn Miller. Speaking of which, we'll go ahead and get to Harold Covington and why you can't have a movement of more than about five people max. You can't have anything more than a cell without already going ahead and bringing traitors into it. Okay? Well, they went ahead and posted our original dissent. Harold Covington went ahead and sent me, hi guys, anyone had a chance to listen to Radio Free Northwest number 7 yet? The reason I ask is this time I gave what some people have been testing me to do for a while. I actually read a speech or an article. The response so far has been positively underwhelming. Read non-existent. Is it that bad? Covington has the exact opposite of my approach. My approach is get on top shoe and let her rip. Grip it and rip it. I pretty well just went away for 2 hours, sometimes three, about what I've seen in the movement this last week or so. Sometimes when I'm with Pastor John Britton, I end up interrogating. And it's almost like I'm interrogating him. He ends up giving a yes or no answer. And he has a far better radio voice than I do. He got a lower voice than I do. You know, and he was saying, well, most people expect a gruff man like you, who's pretty well an internet legend, to have a different voice than what you hear. And I said, well, yes, that's true, but on the other hand, I got to live with the voice that Yahweh gave me, and it's suitable for my purposes. To my ear, my voice sounds pretty good, but it sounds different. You end up getting embarrassed when you hear your voice because it's so totally different than what you think it is. John Britton has a wonderful voice. But, I mean, usually what happens between him and me, we've seen it all in the bowel movement. He's been, you know, he was a kid when Wesley Swift died. But his father was a traveling, you know, circuit riding preacher to the southern churches. His uncle was Newman Britton. You know, his cousin was Florian Swift. His family's been in Christian Identity. So he was born to it. But on the other hand, he don't understand as well as people who came to it through Herbert Armstrong's church and seen all this pastoral abuse you know, what happens is that you go ahead and you give a little man, a hollow man, a weak man, a bit of power, and he'll end up being killed. He'll end up killing his own child because he doesn't dare go ahead and send him to a hospital for a burst appendix. Stupid bail priests going ahead and killing children, including their own. Sacrificing their children to Herbert Armstrong, just like the Canaanites went ahead and sacrificed their children to Molech, you know, for the good of their own souls. Well, what happens is Herbert Armstrong was less admirable than Molech, or about as much. Don't sacrifice your children to some man, to what some man says you. You know, my message has been of freedom. My message has been of liberty. I don't, you know, I mean, that's part of the reason that I didn't want to become a pastor for such a long time is because I don't really like telling you people what to do. But if you're Christian Israelites, you should know what to do because the law of Yahweh is written on your hearts. And you genuine Christian Israelites, I have seen you. And I've gone ahead and fought for you against Og and against these mamzers and against these bail priests who want to go ahead and tell you what to do for their own little jollies, for their own little power. But anyway, getting back to Covington. I said, I listened to it. I also commented on your problem of Hunter Wallace's Occidental descent. What happens, Hunter Wallace, you know, also known as Fade the Butcher, has a blog. He used to have a forum. He shut down the forum because he can't control it. See, every little wigger has the illusion that he gets to go ahead and have absolute control. And it's his forum, as well as it should be, and he gets to go ahead and control it as he likes. They went ahead and allowed this thing. But I went ahead and posted it. I said, look, I listened to it. I also commented on your problem on Hunter Wallace's Occidental Descent with Wiggerswill over on Original Descent. Occidental Descent on my own forum. I'll discuss it linked tonight on my own internet radio show, The Movement Turd Number 9. I get away and gave a link to it. On a different style show, the music consists of me singing a parody of Dave Ball's Thinking Problem, but I call it Wigger Problem. The main discussion will concern Wigger and Mamzer's Zogbot invasion to dual feedline Crescendi the past month, but you have the same problem. Wiggerswell has a mole in your organization and it's reading your organizational mail and getting into your interviews over on Occidental Descent. Well, that's what happened. That's what happened, is that Covington's trying to go ahead and form an organization. And somebody joins in, pretends to be for Covington. He goes ahead and he goes ahead and sends what Covington meant to be just private letters written for, you know, his own sustenance, his own review. And he goes ahead, and Wiggerswill gets it. And what happens in this latest one, there was an apology to Harold Covington. Well, what happens to Harold Covington, you know, I mean, here comes Wiggerswill, bitching about how Covington owes him $200,000. Thanks to a Zog Court or something like that. Look, as far as I'm concerned, anything a Zog Court gives anybody is null and void. I got tried for trespassing or something like that. Found guilty. Well, I was invited up there to go ahead and be kicked out of the Missouri Libertarian Party, and that was illegal as hell. The voters in Newton County decide who represents them to the Missouri Libertarian Party. Not some wiggers from outside Newton and McDonald County. They don't have any authority to go ahead and kick me out. And they claim to be libertarians. They're not. They're just power mad little shitheads, just like you have all across it. 95% of you people listening in are wiggers. You don't have any morals. You don't have any sense. A lot of you, you know, are just animals. Some of you are diseased animals. Some of you are misbegotten animals. What happens within Christianity, you still have a high percentage of wiggers. And certainly a high percentage of managers wanting to get in. But anyway, he goes ahead and he forms the organization. As it grows, some ringer gets in and old Will Williams gets it. And he's trying to go ahead and find out where Harold Hudson lives here, but essentially it was a nuisance suit. It was a nuisance suit, and he got $100,000, and with interest, it's gone up to $200,000. And what boils down to is that it was a bogus judgment, and it can't be recovered anywhere outside of North Carolina for all practical purposes. Essentially what it was a bogus suit in a Zog court, and Zog gave it to him. And like I was explaining to him, look, you internet people, you don't want to go ahead and let some lying bastard, who you don't really know anything about, claim that you defamed them, and they go ahead and give something to you. As far as I'm concerned, you know, this court which went ahead and decided that I was driving with a burnout headlight, my thing is to go ahead and get those jurors and their family and poke out an eye and then charge them with defective equipment and then poke out the other eye. And they don't find the Zog no more. The people went ahead and found me guilty, gave me a $10 fine for not wearing a seatbelt. I brought it to trial. It cost them a couple thousand dollars. They gave $10, but let me tell you what, if I found that jury and their family, I'd make them wear their seat belts. I'd pull out their guts, nail them to the car, and make them wear their seat guts. And they won't be signing with Zog no more. Well, they won't be able to. And the rest of you wiggers will go ahead and see what happens to anybody who signs with Zog. That's part of Yahweh's law. Anybody who was on the house of Ahab was killed. And not allowed to be buried. If you buried someone of the house of Ahab, you were assumed to be part of the house of Ahab. And you and your family would join those corpses. You don't side with Zog. Never, ever. And whatever happens to you, you deserve. But look, Covington, the other thing about it is that you got caught using sock puppets, 20-year-old sock puppets. And they'll say you don't use sock puppets because everybody knew the old sock puppets. I mean, Will Williams, or as I call him, Wiggerswell, he knew the name of your sock puppets. And I want to explain to him. But the fact of the matter was is that Cunkin had no choice but to use sock puppets because he's prohibited by court order from using his own name when fighting with Wiggerswill. So essentially that fight on original descent, Rockdale descent, it was unfair because Cunkin didn't have a chance to really defend himself because he couldn't defend himself. Oh, okay, it looks like Idaho is on. Anyway, let me go ahead and unmute. Okay. John, you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, I've been ranting and raving, and we're pretty well coming to the end, but I'm glad you could make it. You're not spending any money, your hard-earned money on this, are you?
No, not on this one. I'm calling from my home phone.
Okay. Let me see. You wanted to go ahead, and it was about Visser's call from last week's movement turd. There's a bunch of stumble-inners, and we're not going to go ahead and mention their name, but you said you had a bunch of POSREP from that sort of thing, huh?
Well, I had, you know, they make a comment in the POSREP, and then I also had a private message or two concerning it.
Okay, why don't you go ahead, you know, don't tell the name of who gave it, but these stumble-inners, there's a lot of them who are recreational drug users.
Right.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
And they admit to being recreational drug users. And
oh, yes, they do.
Why don't you go ahead and, I mean, you and I are recreational drug users, so we don't really know what we sound like, but why don't you go ahead and read some of these messages?
I don't have them accessible, but basically this is the gist of most of them. One of them was concerning, he made a comment that Jeremy Visser sounded like he, you know, had just... put the crack pipe down before he got on your program. He said that, you know, he talked fast like he was on cocaine or crack cocaine.
Okay. And did he use the word tweak?
Yeah, he
like
said
he was tweaking.
He used the comment that he was tweaking.
Yeah, tweaking refers to, and I've had when I was in that house, I had some dopers, and you know, this doper went ahead, you know. See, he was in the nut house because he got some bad dope. Usually, about half the wiggers who are there, they got some bad meth or they got some bad crack or they got some bad whatever. They got some bad dope. and screwed up their little head. And what they did is that they, they flashed the throat of their brother or a kinsman, or they'd, this one who he'd gone ahead and he got some bad meth, and he said he was already screwed up because his mom dropped him on the head, and that's why I like dope so much. And he was in there because he went ahead and robbed a he was really out there to rob. He was there to go ahead and get back in prison. And he stabbed the pig, in the leg with a knife, because his girlfriend worked at this supermarket, and he went there supposedly to rob it, but he didn't really want to rob it. He just wanted to go ahead. He was high on meth, and he was referring to this social worker. He said, "She's tweaking." I said, "Tweaking?" He says, "Yeah, she's high on meth. That's why she's acting up." I said, "No, she ain't doing that, Maureen ain't doing that." "Oh, yeah, she's tweaking. So, these people they refer to when you're high on the meth here and you're acting like a dork, they refer to it as tweaking. And this guy used the word tweaking then, did he? The visitor was tweaking?
Yeah. And another guy that sent me a private message, actually, he also made a post there. So, I forget his, but his post, I could look it up, making a comment on the Talk Show program. He made a comment that, about the speed of Visser's speech. I don't think he used tweaking as a, but he thought he was, coked out or something like that, or on meth.
So, quite a few people. There was this chew on my forum here, and he was saying that Visser was cussing like a sailor, but
mm-hmm.
I think he went ahead and said that it sounded like old Pastor Fuzz was on dope, too.
Yeah, well, even the forum Jew over there at Stumbling that actually likes Visser. He's the cool. He's the pothead pastor.
Well, he liked old June. We'll use his name because he's a Jew. Old June Stain thought the pothead pastor was using was using dope then too. Huh?
Yeah.
See, that's a weird thing here about the Jews here. Some of them, old Jew Stain, from what I get, his daddy was a Jew and his mother was a Goyim.
Mm-hmm.
And what it produces a Jew Mamzer that's sort of like a Wigger, but it's more like a Jew drone. It's sort of like old, Fuckwit Polly. So, old Fuckwit was a mean little, bastard, but most of the time he didn't know what he was doing here. Whereas your Davidy, he was a truly evil kike. He's still running around. And what happens, old Fuckwit and Yair Davidy hated one another. But, you end up having Mamzers like Cain, 1-2-3-4-5-6-6-6, and Ixabert, two Jew Mamzers. And, their kikis, grandma or mama or whatever didn't get
Their Esters didn't get no Aryan input.
Their Esters didn't get the Aryan input to go ahead necessary to stabilize the spawn of Satan.
And ironic. June Stain hates both of these two characters.
Well, that's the way it is here. It's sort of like old Franklin Wayne Pulley and Yair Davidy again. But Yair Davidy, he wasn't a Jew Mamzer. He was a spawn of a Hester Kikis. Thoroughly. And from what I gather, his mama was a Hester Kikis who got some Aryan input.
Mm-hmm.
So, what happens is that the spawn of Satan needs stabilizing with white blood. It's sort of like with Adam. People were asking me, did Satan have sex with Adam? And what it boils down to is, no, Satan's daughter Lilith had sex with Adam. And went ahead and produced all these little, these little sort of Jew Mamzers too. So Satan ended up. The legend is that Lilith was his first wife, and she was a demon. She was a demon daughter of Satan, and the world's first, the first succubus, and all this sort of crap. And she didn't like having sex on the bottom, and that's why she rebelled against Adam. And then Yahweh went ahead and created Eve out of Adam's rib. And, you probably know more about that as well. But, pretty well you end up having kind of answers like K123456666, and they're truly aimless, Jew drones. I mean, they don't even have enough sense to go ahead. They just wander around, and, you know, unlike most Jews, what you want to do is just go ahead and quickly put a bolt in their head, because they're not really, you know, they're sort of evil, but, you know, they're not, you know, they're so screwed up in the head, you know, that they're so screwed up in the head from just too much concentrated kikishness and mamzerish that they don't know what to do. And that, you know, that's why I said is I sort of like, you know, people like Kazal going ahead and running, you know, running off from his Jew wife and his little Jew at sons, and you know, marrying a, you know, well, I'm not sure if he married her, but yet he had a little hot, you know, hot tamale and ran off with her. And when they go ahead,
a little Murano Jew.
Yeah, when they go ahead and, you know, I mean, they were bitching, you know, people were bitching about J.J. Johnson was a nigger in the militia movement, going ahead and leaving his white wife and his two nigglets, you know, and marrying Nancy Lord, who was a libertoon vice president in 1992. And I said, why? I mean, shit, I like it when niggers and Jews marry. I mean, the nigger's just trying to go, you know, the Jewess is trying to go ahead and get back to her roots. You know what I mean? The Willie Martin heresy was that Satan disguised himself as a nigger, had sex with Eve, and gave birth to Cain. So whenever I see some Jew or nigger, you know, talking about marrying between Jews and niggers, I just say, well, just try to get back to your roots. You know, neither Jews nor niggers like hearing the Willie Martin heresy, which is why I like going ahead and repeating it here. I don't know if anybody knows Willie Martin, but he's a nice old guy here, but he used to go ahead and plagiarize from Emma Heiser and Comparé quite a bit. But, you know, he's a nice old man, but, you know, like I said, he stuck with Andy Anderson's Holy Wars. I said, look, Willie, it's a good thing that you're born a male here, because if you were born a female, you'd be docked up all the time. And, you know, Willie got ass chewing from me, you know, a couple of them. But, you know, he got banned from Holy War on the orders of Clint. I was on the warpath against Clint Downey ever since. But anyway, going on. So most of these people think that Visser is just a dope head.
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, some of them, you know, they like him because he's a dope. You know, I mean, they relate to him because he's a dope head.
Well, okay.
You know, I mean, there's those among them that, you know, they loved his sermon on ganja.
Well, I'm sure they did. Now you and me, we're not into ganja. We tolerate the ganja and the crack, you know, the potheads and the rest of them. But the thing about it is we don't exactly trust them, do we?
No. And, you know, I mean, there's been some speculation that I was an alcoholic. Well, I'd like to see the proof. You know,
what
drug treatment center I've been to. I mean, you know, I mean, this is some wild speculation. I mean,
oh, it's not lies.
The profession that I work in, I would be in a drug rehab center immediately if I was an alcoholic.
Okay, well, I just assume you'd be fired here, because usually they don't want to pay for drug rehabilitation. But in any case, you can't be an alcoholic as a truck driver. I mean, I don't know if they let, well, they used to not even, if you had a DUI, you couldn't even ever become a truck driver.
No.
No, it used to be that 20 years ago. I don't know if it's still the same, or, you know, I mean, maybe it has, because it got pretty desperate for truck drivers, but not anymore because of that depression in the land. And, I mean, you've been having to drive a truck because of that depression, correct?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
But, I mean, just because we tolerate, you know, dopers doesn't mean, you know, because we tolerate them, that doesn't mean we actually approve of them, does it?
No.
No. I mean, the way
I
look at
it. I mean, we're not the thought police, or, you know, we're not out to police what people do in their own home. You know, it's none of our business, essentially.
None of our business. Well, what happens, we don't have, you know, just like old Judas and Judas, I was reading this crap. We got to go ahead and force y'all these laws.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean,
you're going to use every resource available to you to enforce stuff that's occurring behind closed doors. I mean, you know, first off, it's unattainable, you know.
Yeah, it's unattainable. But more to the point, we don't want a police state. And that's what gets me is that most of these people, they read this stupid crap and then they sort of think that Judas the Juiced or
they want a free state. I mean, for all these people that said they want a free country, no, they don't. All of them want a police state. You know,
yeah, under their rule.
Mm-hmm.
Under their rule, to where they get to tell other people what to do.
You know, I mean, how many times we need a law against that? We need a law against this.
Yeah. And what I always explain, if you go ahead, you go to a wild Christian Israelite, you try and force your bullshit, you're going to get killed. Sort of like this Obadiah 83, you know, not the Obadorka 118.
But you get your nose notched for sticking it in where it doesn't belong.
Well, the first time, you know, second time, probably gelded for it. Third time, I mean, hey, just kill the stupid bastard, but kill your family too, because when you go ahead and kill some snoopy bastard, you know, his family has an obligation to go after you and your family. So that's how Christian Israel, you know, I mean, it was just like after the Exodus. And the same way after the Assyrian deportation. What you end up having is that you end up having these people on their own to where their leaders were killed or no longer in power. And what they did is that, you know, it was a mixed multitude that left Egypt, the 3 million. And it was, but crossed over Jordan and entered the land of Canaan was not a mixed multitude. It was 13 tribes, each doing what their own particular tribe did best. And where they had gone ahead and become a, you know, very, very formidable fighting force, and was able to go ahead and roll over the Canaanites under Joshua's leadership. But they didn't all together go ahead and destroy all the Canaanites like they should have. You end up reading that, you know, guess what? They were going to
destroy. Yes, some of them made their way north and wandered across Europe. Hence, we got Lion Wong.
Yeah. Yeah, you end up having, you know, little Pictish hyber nigger mams, you know, Jew mams.
Yeah, little flan eyes. Look like that. Their eyeballs look like that Khazar bust that I, you know, from the 8th century.
Yeah, well, people were talking about, you know, Felix Dzerzhinsky, and, you know, I mean, does this look like a white man? Well, no, it looks like,
He shows Tartar blood, there's no doubt about it.
Well, no, he shows Tartar blood. But then again, here you are, if a member of the gentry, of Polish and Lithuanian gentry, is having Tartar blood, what do you guys say about the average person? I mean, the answer of it is the average Pole or whatever is a Mamzer as well.
Mm-hmm.
He has this Polish and Hunnish and, you know, Khazar and all this other Tartar blood as well. So why are you yapping about what happened, you know? And, you know, what I got to say is that Felix Dzerzhinsky didn't go ahead and murder millions of Christians. What he did is he exterminated.
Oh, he severed the head.
He severed the head of Bolshevik Russia. If anybody should be annoyed here, you know, the head was far more blonde and far more Swedish, you know, than the vast majority of the body here. I mean, I go ahead and look at these Russians here, and their head, I mean, they may be blonde and blue-eyed, but their head looks to me strange. They have round heads. They don't have heads shaped like mine. You know, they don't have heads shaped like, you know, I mean, I'm a Swedish and Prussian ancestry, and pretty well what my people look like is, you know, pretty well the Swedes and, you know, the Swedes and the people who used to go ahead and live, you know, around the, you know, the edge of the Baltic. And,
well, it's like, you know, the Wanger calls me an Indian. You see my photo.
Yeah, I see your photo. Oh, by the way, Wanger, I mean, well, hey, maybe if you go ahead and give me and John Britt 666 Zog bucks here, you know, enough for me to buy, you know, me and John to buy a cheap Toshiba laptop between the two of for each of us here. What happens is that you go ahead and you send the money. You know John's address here, and I play it. We'll go ahead and give you a picture of John Britton, okay?
Yeah, you'll have to give us a street address, though, so it would be deliverable to it.
Yeah, well, yeah, you know, I mean, we want your street address too, Walter, but I don't know. You know, I mean, if you got $660 from the Zogbuck, you know, from there here, you know, screw the address here. Well, how about special? How about special before next Sunday's movement turd that you don't have to give a street address for yourself here? Just send $666 to John Britton, and you'll get a picture of it here. You know what I mean?
I'm surprised you can't obtain my picture. There's a lot, you know,
John, let's go ahead and get some money from this here, from the water, okay?
I'm surprised Zogland isn't giving it to him by now. I mean, I know they have plenty of it.
The Department of Zogland and Security ought to go ahead and pay for this shit here. They've already paid for Pisser's Pussy Palace, you know, so hey, I mean, let's just go ahead and we might as well go ahead and get some money out of Zog here. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if your picture is yours, go ahead and do. I mean, just go ahead. But tell you what, Wagner. I mean, John Britton will sign a release if you go ahead. You know, I mean, and give him your real street address. He'll go ahead and sign your release here. You can go ahead and put his picture all over the freaking internet once you get it here. After 666 Zog bucks, and what happens if you pay off in shekels here? It's twice as much here because we don't want to go ahead and go to the, Jew embassy in order to go ahead and change the Zog bucks, okay? You know, besides the shekel is only worth as much as a dollar because essentially Zog's going ahead and paying for the Jew economy. But, before next week's movement turn, if you go ahead and send $666 to John Britton, you know his address, and you will go ahead and get it. And if you go ahead and include your street address, what happens? You'll go ahead and get a signed release from John Britton. You know, they're authorizing you to go ahead and send this picture all over. Is that fair enough, John?
That sounds fair to me.
Sounds fair to me here. Anyway, so I've always assumed that this reminds me of this here preacher. He used to be a doper, and he was running this here Dope Recovery Act, you know, for fellow dopers.
You mean Kyle?
And he was a
sick
pastor like that. Oh, Kyle Fast, I went here, I was looking for Idiot Spotter 6's, picture. He looks like a fat prison pig, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he does.
He looks like a fat prison pig here. Yeah, he looks like a fat prison guard. I mean, hey, maybe he was the pisser, pisser's personal, yardbird keeper here, you know what I mean? kept the old pisser from being shanked here for being a rat, who knows? But, in any case, I look at this thing and I look at Kyle Fast, and, old Kyle Fast was the first to call me Martian Linseed. And I said, shit, old Kyle Fast is a pisser clone, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, pisser, you got sock puppets too here, just like hell comes, just like everybody else. Everybody has freaking sock puppets.
Yeah, old Kyle Fast, he was the one that released my address for the second time. So that's okay, though. We got viscers. We know whose balls to squeeze.
Yeah, we know whose nuts to go ahead and squeeze. That's what I was saying there. We're part of the program. The reason I let old viscer scream for about an hour is that, old pisser, when old pisser is going ahead and... I mean, I can't squeeze old pisser's nutsack or, put a coil from, put some wire, connected to the coil of a Model T right yet here. So, hey, let old pisser go ahead and scream here. Pisser's
That's another thing I wanted to bring up. You just made me think of it. Walter was saying that he could hit me harder than my daughter did. Well, she hit me twice and broke my nose and fractured my jaw in two places. If he can hit me harder than that, he's one hell of a man.
Well, your daughter, this is one of your Swedish milk cow daughters, right?
Yeah, she's 5'11" tall and weighs 170 pounds. Plus, she's been taught martial arts since she was an infant.
You have five girls, and they're either skinny, mitty English girls, or they're Swedish milk cows.
Yeah, like my oldest one, or this one is my second child, and
she's a Swedish milk cow. Yeah, I mean, big, strong Swedish woman here with big tits, and essentially what happens is plenty of muscle behind the shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And you sort of taught her to fight dirty too, so some of that came back on you, didn't it?
Yep.
And you got annoyed at her, so you went ahead and slapped her, and they were going to go ahead and go against you for domestic.
I slapped her once when I got up because she hit me twice. You know.
Yeah.
Like I said,
yeah. That's what gets here is women and children rule the Songland. It's just like Isaiah 3, chapter 20, verse 21 or 22. Women and children rule them. And that's what these bear pickles, want to go ahead and do. They want to go ahead and resist it. You're talking rough. You're talking mean. You're talking bad. All these women and children, they can be offended. We're being disrespected like a bunch of niggers. I was reading, essentially what they want to do is they want to go ahead and put women in charge of men.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And every time you see critters doing that, you know that they're up to no good, don't you?
That's true.
Anyway, I think what happens, we have about 1 or 2 minutes here before Visser, William Fink. What happens is that I really like William Fink, and what he did is he went ahead and put Matt Twatt in his place, told me he didn't get to ban nobody. You know, Matt Twatt, I was reading.
I don't know. I don't have as hard of feelings for old Matt as you do. I mean, someone's got to do the job, but he's just let it go to his head a little bit.
No, I think Matt Twatt, I call him Matt Twatt Zogbot.
Right.
I think he came essentially going ahead and working. I mean, it's just like all these little critters that come in. They've been here, 2 or 3 months? And guess what? They get to go ahead and kick out grown men who've been in the church since birth. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about it is that, what's the difference between them and the ADL? And I think Matt Twatt and Zogbot is exactly that.
Oh,
I mean,
another thing I wanted to bring up, old Lion Wong says I'm a convicted felon. I have never in my life been convicted of a felony. And it isn't true that I cannot fly to Canada.
Okay. Well, what happens is that I never told old liar Bill DeClueless that you were drunk or anything like that. What happens is that the goofy bastard came, and I was going to go ahead and teach him a lesson in internet espionage, and that's something that Harold Covington needs to go ahead and learn. But, essentially, Harold Covington is still living in the days of the Jew group. And that was his response to it, is that what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and form my own Juhu group. No, you don't. What you do is you go ahead and let people like me, go ahead and fight with you. But, the thing about it is once you go ahead and get over 5 people, you're going to get a Zogbot in there. You're going to get a snitch. You're going to get a rot.
Mm-hmm.
And, essentially, you got a mole in your organization because old Wintersquill's reading your private shit is what's happening. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now, my solution to that is just go ahead and send an email just to a few select people, but I don't bother. I don't bother to go ahead and, keep anything super secret unless, it's not going to be secret. It's not going to be secret to Zog. But what I do is I go ahead and post it out loud, and everybody listens to it. And it's just like these people. It's just like these people here. I mean, they're whining about how I'm going ahead and airing dirty laundry. Well, this dirty laundry needs to be aired. It needs to be said so everybody can go ahead and learn.
Well, it's like you said, this one kid from old. Calls himself Pastor Weissman. He was wanting to destroy Visser. Like you said, we don't want to destroy Visser. We want him to continue on. We gotta have a congregation for these fucktards to be collected into because we, I don't know about you, but I damn sure don't want them in mine.
Well, that's sort of like when Trader Glenn Miller ran out of my office here. I went ahead and contacted Lewis Beam, and they told me who Trader Glenn Miller was, and I read his book, and I figured out, he's a dirty lying rat. And he's been...
I'm concerned Visser can be, DSCI pastor to the dope heads. I mean, dope heads and the mongrels and the mutts.
Yeah. But,
and that's pretty much what he's got,
He's got
at his little, at his cinder and the Pussy Palace.
That's why I call Pister Cinder, because essentially when you and me were removed, There's nothing there. There's nothing there anymore. It's just a burnt-out ghetto. Jew ghetto is all it is. Mm-hmm. Just like,
well,
I mean,
he was bragging that he got accelerated traffic. Of course, like you said, you're going to get, you know, of course you're going to get accelerated traffic with an ongoing feud like we have, and a lot of people are going to be looking at it. You know,
dogs had a field day
with this.
Oh, dogs are going to go ahead. I mean, I went ahead and looked, and I mean, there's quite a few people downloading these movement turds. You know, and what happens, Zog goes ahead and he downloads it, and then what they do is they just go ahead and send it as an email or attachment, and pretty well everybody goes ahead and looks at it. And these programs are actually really, you know, oh gosh, they won't be heard in 5 years. Well, they might not be heard in 5 years, but these people are going to go ahead and look at it and read the thing here. I mean, last week ended up having a nigger minister want to get me on his little show and talk about racism. Well, I don't know. I may go ahead and contact and see, well, do you really want to go ahead and have a real racist on your show? Because essentially I'm just going to call you a fucking nigger. I mean, pretty well the entire show. I mean, what do you possibly gain by it?
Mm-hmm.
And the same idea is what they want is they want to go ahead and get some nigger to say about how sorry they are for slavery and all sorts of stupid shit. But anyway, we're cutting into Think Show. But on the area, I don't see too many people there except the Wilson Crabtree and guest 6, 8, 9. You know, so they can go ahead and go there. I mean, it's gone a little bit on long, but I went ahead and I made the point is that, you know, rather than go ahead, oh, Trader Glenn Miller's a piece of shit, never talk to me again. For about close to 4 years, what I do is I pretend to be his buddy. And then when people, he'd go ahead and say, you know, he'd go ahead and have journalists, you know, and journalists come up and say, what do you think about him? And I'd tell him that, hey, he's a rat. He's a traitor. He betrayed his friends and his family. Well, not his family. He betrayed his friends and sent, you know, I mean, testified at Fort Smith and did all this sort of crap. And then, you know, they'd listen to that. And then what they do is that they'd go ahead and in some cases put it in. Now, sometimes they want a rat like Trader Glenn Miller, and he's, you know, they're making a big thing about how he's running as a writing candidate for the United States Senate. Look, all this money you send him, you might as well go ahead and just send him a case of Jim Beam because he's being paid for by Zog anyway.
Yeah, it's funny. The folks over at Stumbling, they all wanted to take up a collection and buy him several cases of Jim Beam.
Well, that's pretty well what Rabanger said here. I think Rabanger's getting tired of the old fleas. I went ahead and see the picture of him this week, you know, over at KY10 over in Springfield, you know, the channel there. And what happens is he looks like an old 70-year-old rat. He got a cowboy hat and liver spots. Oh, he's becoming old and season old rat. You know what I mean?
That's when one of the senators was commenting about how, you know, he consumed so much alcohol that how some people, they have all of their body fat disappears, you know.
He's lost a bunch of light, you know, and what happens is probably his liver is kicking out all these liver spots. Oh, he's gonna look like a pinto nigger here, you know, probably giving it a few months here, the way he's going.
Yeah,
right?
I always suspected him of being an Anglo mestizo, so.
Oh, he's Anglo mestizo. That's why he can't handle that liquor here. I mean, you know, some of these people, you know, Christian identity, you know, rather, I mean, that's what gets me, is that, oh, well, we got to go ahead and have all these people join us here. No! You know, that's what I'm trying to say. There's a reason I don't have a bunch of people on my forum, is that why would they want to go ahead and join? What are they going to do? Say, me too, me too, me too? I mean, Stumbling is a place where people go ahead and essentially dopers collect, and they go ahead and talk to other dopers, young wiggers like them without pussy here. But you notice that the minute that Aaliyah got some, you know, got some dick, she didn't post very much of Stumbling no more, does she?
Nope.
The minute any of them get some pussy here, you know, you only see them about once a week, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were like, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, Aaliyah, since she got her a meerkat and some steady.
She got her a meerkat, she found her a meerkat, you know, just like her in Colorado. You know what I mean? She found a meerkat for her burrow furrow, and she's happy. Last I heard from her was about a month or so ago. I mean, that's normal behavior. I mean, when, most young wiggers end up going ahead and getting some pussy or something like that. They don't need social interaction here with a bunch of other, drunken stumble bums. You know what I mean? So, I mean, look. I mean, Visser really does not like stumbling people. I like them because, hey, they've given me a forum, they've treated me right.
I don't know why he doesn't like them. They like him, you know?
Yeah, I like him. He's a grunge pastor. He's Pastor Pothead, you know what I mean? Pastor Pothead. We should
Pastor
like
Visser,
him
he's
off.
Cool.
He's cool. Pastor Pothead.
You know, he talks a little fast on your program, you know, because he just set the crack pipe down, but that's wonderful.
Yeah, he's probably higher than Kai here. Probably, you know, I mean, I sort of think that what happens is that, like I was saying, is that his little Jeremy, or Rick Spring faction, decided they were going to go ahead and get Chris Identity, so they went ahead and cussed old Visser out so that nobody would think that, you know, Visser was with Rick Spring no more. But I don't know. I sort of think is that, hey, me and a few people said, well, why was he involved with the Rick Spring Butch? Well, the answer he was involved is that he's another little Zogbot. And, you know, pretty well that's the name of this title, is the Zogbot and Mamzer invasion and dual seed like Chris Sandini Civil War. It's not, you know, Civil War is pretty well biting, you know, it's pretty well coming to an end because there's really nothing more to sustain it. You know, when Lyle Bill asked to go ahead and come up with just a total lie, well, Johnny, you know, Marty told Johnny, you know, told me that Johnny's a drunk here. Well, no, Marty didn't say any such thing. What happens, you end up talking to the bastard and you weren't quite sure what to say to him. And I'm sort of wishing, instead of being ordained by me, he drove 16, 1700 miles to Idaho. And really got ahead and got some expense here, because I think the worthless bastard would have been shitting on you, you know, after a week anyway. He can't go ahead and get along with Clunt, or he can't go ahead and get around with Clunt or Debbie Downey anymore. So, I mean, you know, there's these characters. They're just like Brian White or the rest of them here. They've got to go ahead and get a credential. And pretty well, old liability clear. So I was going to go ahead and go with Morris. You know, I was going to go with Morris Collette here and upgrade. Well, it's just like Brian Hyde. Well, I know I was never in prison, but, oh, I dig up a post here. But I got ordained by the Aryan Brotherhood. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a prison gang. That's not Chris Sandini. That's a prison gang. It sort of claims to be sort of Chris Sandini, but usually it's about going ahead and selling young Wigger punks here and get some mangina out of them and, you know, buying, selling, you know, dealing dope and the rest of it. It's really gone downhill. And like you were saying when you went ahead and looked at the Hitler Channel or History Channel about the Aryan Brotherhood, you said there wasn't a white man among them here. They're all Mamzers.
Yep.
All cork-eyed Mamzers. That's what I've seen about these prison people here. I mean, these dumb shits have been looking at too much Oz or something like that from HBO or something here. I mean, you have 750,000 convicted sex offenders. And, I'll say that I don't give a shit for Zog's courts here. I'd go ahead and make these criminals, you know, these juries who went ahead and convicted me of what, you know, but they would have to go ahead and destroy me. They would have to go ahead and have, you know, the pigs would have to have me murdered in prison. So as a result, I don't have anything against exterminate. I mean, you used to be a pig. Guess what, pig? I used to say the first, last bullet for yourself. Not anymore. Somebody got to pay for your crimes. It's going to be your family. It's going to be your masters. It's going to be Wiggers.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, look, you know, here's Galette. I mean, I look what old Pisser put up. And it's nothing that I haven't seen before. He said he was going to go ahead and prove that he was senior pastor. He didn't prove any such thing.
No. I mean, not that I care. I plan on handing it back to Galette when he gets out, and I want nothing further to do with the organization afterward. I just want to see him get back what was his.
Well, get back what was his after he screwed it up, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. I'm blamed for that, according to one of the posts.
Who's responsible for Galette screwing up his church?
He's the one that train wrecked it. He handed it over to Johnson. It was train wreck ever since, and that was before I had anything to do with it.
Yeah. Who went ahead and gave their web page and the forum to Zach Kraft, aka Rick Spring? Who did that stupid shit?
He did. I never had any control over the forum. I never could get on it. After they changed the passwords, they did all kinds of crap. I mean, it was a train wreck. And it was, that happened before I was given it.
So what if Morris Gallant, he's kept from owning a church here, and Zog goes ahead and tells him he has to go ahead and give it to Jeremy Visser? What are we going to do about that?
I'm not going to do nothing about it.
That's
There's
right.
To do
I'm
about
not,
it.
I'm not going to
be Jeremy Visser.
Shoot, look her up. I mean, you screwed up your church here, and I do hope you. I mean, the reason I tell people is I want another.
Jeremy, he accused me of sabotaging it. I'd like to know how I could have sabotaged it.
Well,
I mean,
hey.
It seems to me that Gallant sabotaged itself. He had this damn Mamzer Brian Wright that he had met at this Montana meeting. He insisted upon keeping this Mamzer in the organization.
Oh yeah, do you know? I mean, I was looking at these letters essentially. Visser knew that Brian Wright had quit, didn't he?
Yes, he knew he'd quit.
So
you got to consider Visser and Brian Wright are they've been thick as thieves from the get go.
From the get go.
Mm-hmm.
From the get go.
And Brian Wright, this little flicking Mamzer thinks I betrayed him because he got on there and he was going to attack you online and he forced my hand. But what the little cocksucker didn't realize is I already knew he had betrayed me months before that. I knew what he was up to. He thinks that we have no contact in this movement at all and know nothing, I guess.
Yeah, every little Mamzer, every little Wigger thinks he's the smartest little critter ever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all these criminals like Visser and Jerry or Brian Wright, why, they're criminal geniuses. Why, the prisons are just filled with criminal geniuses like them, too. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're the smartest things ever. But what happens, pigs think they're so smart, too, here.
Well, yeah, the pigs think that.
They think they're smart. They think they're going to be in power forever. But guess what? When it comes down to it, I mean, pig, I'm not going to give you a fair trial. I'm going to give you a 15-minute trial. And what happens is that you don't want a trial from me. The best thing you can have from me.
Hell, I'm not even going to give them a 15-minute trial. Connect their nutsack up to the electrodes of a taser and give them a 5-minute trial.
Yeah, give them a 5-minute trial. Well, what happens?
5 minutes to wet themselves and confess, and then a bullet between the eyes.
The best thing you're going to get from me, pig, is a bullet between the eyes, you and your spawn. I mean, they're whining about advocating rape. I said, look, I'm not going to go ahead and deny my troops anything. Pussy is one of the things that, the fighting men have been paid off on. And I'm not, I don't advocate the rape of non-whites. Like Visser was trying to say. I mean, Visser and the rest of these people, they go ahead and they tell a lie. They tell a lie in order to go ahead and make the story sound better. And the thing about it is, the lie they tell is the thing that's going to go ahead and beat them over the head. Because once they get caught lying, they're not going to win another argument. Because anybody who's honest is going to figure out, well, he lied in the little thing, he's going to lie in the big thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, We caught Ryan Wong a number of times, old Brian Wright, in a lie. I mean, it's pretty open. All you got to do is go back and read his post at the old forum, and he's obviously lied on a number of things. And he writes like he was he was solely in charge of everything. Well, if he was solely in charge, why were they trying to get rid of me?
Yeah, why were on August 3rd? Why were they trying to go ahead and have you removed as senior pastor? And put Visser in.
Mm-hmm.
And the answer of it is that you were senior pastor. See, all these things that they scan, and I need to go ahead and save them myself, just to go, because, Visser, what he does is when this shit gets embarrassing for him, he goes ahead and he hides it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
He hides it. And, that's how he goes ahead and avoids being caught. But thing about it is I've gone ahead and saved all this crap. I went ahead and did a screenshot. I've been dancing with Visser for 6 years. He got rid of that on his new forum.
Mm-hmm.
But I had the old thing here, and what I did is I went ahead and saved the hard drive, and then I went ahead and took a screenshot. And then
What's the picture of me, don't
he? Well, we got a special offer. Ryan Wong, Pisser, whatever. $666. And Johnny, you know, me or John will go ahead and give a picture. I'm a real picture here, and what happens is if you go ahead and give a return address here, street address, you know, Wonger, what we'll do is we'll from Sumner, Washington, we'll go ahead and, old John will sign a release here, so you can go ahead and use them as a model, huh? I mean, that way you can go ahead and know what a real white man looks like, you know what I mean? Hint, a real white man don't have slant eyes. Hey, Wonger, know that?
I look far closer to that picture of Woden that he's so proud of that he likes to post than he does. Me and Woden have the same hair color.
Yeah. Well, I mean, everybody knows what I look like, but, I'm one of the darker ones in my family. But,
you could drop me off in Sweden and I would be amongst the most blonde.
Well, yeah. Well, I went ahead and took a ride to Sweden. Most people in Sweden have brown hair like me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But,
I know that.
But I didn't much care for Sweden. I like the countryside, but they were all a bunch of, freaking communists. It's sort of like my old Samuelson, relatives here. They're a bunch of freaking wiggers. I mean, they just, they all, just like every South Dakota, they don't much care for, they don't like Indians. They don't like the red niggers, but, I mean, they sort of think them niggers are being treated badly here. Well, look, you dumb shits, you stupid wiggers. Now, how many niggers are there in Sioux Falls? Answer, not very many of them. The ones that are in Sioux Falls know damn well not to act like niggers because they went to Sioux Falls in order to get away from other niggers. You know what I mean? They're not going to screw it up for themselves. You know what I mean? But, stupid, dumbass nigger. Oh, you want to do that being the nigger? I'm like, oh, you idiot. The only one I liked was this guy named Arvin. Alvin. I mean, Alvin, he was in the Army in World War II, and I think he died, and, what little time he spent with niggers sort of soured him on niggers, even though when he went back to South Dakota, he didn't see none. I mean, what makes people racist here is having to deal with critters of another race here. I mean, South Dakotans hate Indians. The reason they hate Indians is because there's too many of them in South Dakota. I think most of the South Dakotans here sort of thought the Custer should have been given a free rein to go ahead and kill every single damn one of them. Screw them, putting them on reservations here. You want to put them on reservations, put them on a reservation in North Dakota. You know what I mean?
Send them to Canada. Zeb needs some more of
there. Canada. Yeah, what happens is that they need more fucking red diggers. But what happens, North Dakotans, they're freaking liberal wiggers compared to South Dakotans.
Mm-hmm.
Even Wyoming people, they hate them red niggers nearly as much as South Dakotans do, but not as much. South Dakotans hate them damn red niggers worse than anybody. I mean, people, they don't agree here, but I tell them is that Mississippians and South Dakotans, have one thing in common, Mississippians hate niggers and South Dakotans hate the red niggers. I mean, they don't like them at all.
The only thing about South Dakota, it's got some messed up laws, and the pig lice there are pretty draconian.
Well, they just go ahead and run off because you have all these law-abiding Swedes here that put up with their shit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But, anyway, I had to go ahead and plug in my cell phone. Can you still hear me?
Yeah, I can still hear you. I'm gonna let you go here and get off here.
I'm gonna go ahead and end because we're cutting into things program too.
Okay.
Okay. Bye bye. Hail Victory. Anyway, pretty well we covered that here, but with Harold Coventry or something like that. Look, Harold, you're gonna have to go ahead and get on the. You're gonna have to go ahead and just get on the main forums. Stop getting onto these Yahoo groups. Because they're secret. And as they're secret, the search engines ain't able to go ahead and get on. You got your own sub forum. You got your own forums. You have some form of mask for them. You go ahead and get on StumbleIn. Essentially, you write the best. You write the best movement literature, you know, in the movement. Now, I don't always get agree with you, and Christian Identity don't always get agree with you, but we don't really have any fight. I mean, it's sort of like Jack Spratt and his wife. I mean, you don't eat no lean Christian Identity, and we don't eat no fat Nazis. But, I mean, I don't know if you're listening or not, but essentially what you need to do is that you need, I mean, you know, once you go ahead and get a movement, you got a mole in your organization that's feeding, you know, everything that you write to old Wiggerswill. And Wiggerswill is essentially going ahead and fighting with that. So the solution is that, well, by court order, you can't directly fight with Wiggerswill. But, you know, I mean, what happens is that you should be able to go ahead and use a sock puppet. Or if you're not using your own sock puppets, you should go ahead and get some of your friends like April, Gady, or myself to go ahead and do some fighting for you. Because essentially, you know, Wiggerswill, he's pretty well shot up out of the movement here. You know, Trader Glenn Miller is a 70-year-old rat wearing a cowboy hat, only he has liver spots here. And, you know, since he got a bad liver, I bet by now he's going to have probably a lot of liver spots here, the old rat. I'm going to go up there, you know, this week, and I'm going to go ahead and run for United States Senate. I'm going to do it as a Republican. I'm going to say, hey, look, you can't go ahead and deny me, you know, just because Trader Glenn Miller screwed it up. You know, on the basis of my race, I'm white. I'm Israelite. My religion, you can't deny me on the basis of my religion. My religion is dual seed like Christian Identity. My creed is white nationalism. I'm going to go ahead and file for a summary, you know, for summary judgment against these political parties. I'm going to go ahead and sign for, you know, against the Missouri state by saying, guess what, you don't get to throw people in jail and keep them from running by going ahead and sending trumped-up charges like all these third world countries do. So I'm going to go ahead and do far more. But, you know, here's old Wiggerswill and the rest of them making a big deal about Trader Glenn Miller running for office. Well, that don't mean nothing. That don't mean nothing. He screwed it. He screwed it up deliberately. So a white man could run on a party ballot. Well, I'm going to go ahead and overdo Trader Glenn Miller. I'm suing Trader Glenn Miller. Now, what happens is getting 666 write-in votes, you know, based upon idiot wiggers sending money. I mean, they might as well send them a case of Jim Beam here if they're going to send them anything. You know, send them a gift card to be used at the local liquor store. Go ahead and drown that Anglo Mestizo piece of shit. You know, and a whole bunch of Jim Beam here, so there's liver falls here. And this time, instead of just pissing and shitting and puking all over himself like you used to see him, the bastard gets to where he can't even breathe no more because of alcohol poisoning here. That would be what Trader Glenn Miller deserves. You know, pity, though, you know, the bastard's going to croak off before we can go ahead and skin the bastard out for his treason. In any case, that should be about it. And what happens is that maybe I can go ahead and teach you a course in internet espionage. Now, you know, Liability Clueless just sat like a lump, and he was a scared little lump. He was sort of like Trader Glenn Miller. He's talking shit. He's talking shit now, but he sat like a lump on the chair, and he puked up a perfectly good dinner of spaghetti that me and Roxy cooked, and we ate it. We didn't puke it up. We sort of liked it here. It was canned spaghetti. Spaghetti sauce, and you know, there was nothing wrong with the spaghetti we cooked, but old Wire Bill is just sitting like a lump here, you know, a mumps, you know, I mean, he got mumps in his nuts here, and he's telling me about, oh, how he wasn't going to go ahead and judge me that I'd been falsely accused of child molestation because he'd been, accused by two young ladies, and I wasn't sure if those two young ladies were his nieces his two sisters were marrying and screwing niggers. So, I mean, maybe he was molesting nigglets. I don't know. But, look, Liabell, I mean, that's what I like about old Visser. He goes ahead and he gets all these Zogbots. The same thing with Trader Glenn Miller. You know that there's a traitor because he's over on BNNF here. If you're on BNNF, you support Trader Glenn Miller. You support Alex Linder. Well, same thing. If you're on Pisser Sender, it's because you support Visser. You're one of you're one of pissers piss ass is what you are. Well, why in the world should I go ahead and want to destroy you? I mean, you're a perfect Judas goat. I know what side you're on when you're over there. Just like I do Matt, the old Matt Twat Zod Bot and Judas the Juiced. You don't belong in Christian Israel. You belong over Pisser's Pussy Palace. Stay over there. You know, this dual seed like Christian Identity Wars is dropping off because there's just nobody there to fight no more. None. Anyway. Next week, or we might go ahead and do another show, but I was glad that Pastor John Britton could be on there and talk to us tonight. I'm not sure if he's going to be. He'll probably have to get back on the truck. Pretty well things have slowed down on the economy to where they're not going ahead and, sending out as much stuff anymore. And, I was glad you could go ahead and talk before you had to go ahead and get back on the truck here. He might be coming to Seattle, June Stain. He might be coming to, Sumner, Pisser, or Lion Wong, Billy Wright, Brian Wright, Lion Wong, whatever. So if you see a 53-foot trailer being pulled by a 1988 H&K Kenworth here, you better run for your little kike lives. Oh, by the way, June Stain, if you go ahead and plug Billy, Brian Wright here, what happens is he won't go ahead and do target practice on your Wonger here. You won't have to provide an envelope or a watermelon here for SS target practice here. Go ahead and you live around Seattle. Take care, take care of that bastard from, take care of your fellow kike mamzer that you don't like here from, from Thunder. In any case, and by the way, so you guys will be on the straight and off. I'm not going to say what color that 1988 Kenworth, Kenworth is here. You deserve to be scared. In any case, hail victory. Yahweh bless. Good night.